I got sound if you want to go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong. Now I'm in the bong.
Weed opens up your brain. It's just your cells works better. You eat better. You listen better. You do sex better. You work better. You design cut better. You massage better. You drive better. You are all together better.
Are you mentally insane?
I want you to look at this camera. I have not done any drugs. I've drank a little bit, but even if I wasn't drinking, I would tell you the same thing. What do it take to be number one? You are in the presence of a champion. Bow in the presence of greatness, family.
And now, I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
Suck it.
Our feature presentation.
Well, I don't see the monkey at all.
Well, that's because the monkey's not here.
You guys see Kevin? I'm looking around the room. Do you see Blondie?
I don't.
No. Nowhere to be seen.
Okay. I knew this new schedule would eventually wear us all to the bone. I knew there's no way we could sustain this pace. It's just not possible. Can't be here in the morning and be here in the afternoon and make both on time. It's not possible.
No, so I'm sure the morning is the one that will suffer.
You're right about that. Well, party people, it is Tuesday morning, 5:31. I believe it's the 18th of November.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get late.
It's so funny how many times a day I think about the Cheetos kids.
Oh, because they're
so
happy.
Does it happen to you? Do you guys find yourself the same thing? Do you find yourself just doing something else unrelated to Cheetos, and then all of a sudden you start chuckling to yourself when you think about...
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Why are they so happy?
Because hot Cheetos rock.
I know, but you could really be happy about hot Cheetos. But can you be that? Is there any way there's a food, no matter how much you love food? And look, I love food more than anyone. You guys know that.
Sure.
Am I ever so giddy that I'm laughing like that and just everything's right with the world when those kids think about those Cheetos?
I know. It's the best. I wish I loved something that much.
I used to love heroin that much. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it make you that happy? Like
yeah.
You were giddy and jumping up and down?
Yayo and heroin used to really... I used to scream, in fact, by myself with a bunch of black kids. I love heroin and cocaine!
We are going to take your calls in a minute at Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. You call on any topic, get on the air, and get a prize. In fact, even before we go to the What It Do segment, I believe we have a caller on the line right now. Is this Jimmy from North Hollywood?
I love hot Cheetos as well.
K-Rock's Kevin.
Kevin. Where are you, Kevin?
What happened? It's only been like a couple of weeks since the last time you were
dude,
late.
Dude, I know. I went about 6 months without being late.
Yeah.
Now it's every other day, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
You're the only 26, one.
26 minutes after 5, I know that.
26 after 5, you woke up and looked at that alarm, and then you thought, what was the first thing you thought to yourself?
I can't say that.
It's funny because I had this piece of tape standing by for the next time you were late, and then I didn't get it up.
Hey, have you seen Kevin anywhere?
He's not here.
What do you mean he's not here? His team manager. He has to be.
I know,
here.
Right?
Exactly.
Your team manager, man.
So what'd you do? What'd you do last night? What created this problem?
What started this problem?
Yeah
what
were
created?
You out
what'd
late?
You? Were you out late last night?
No, I'm having so much trouble sleeping. I'm laying there. You know, 10 o'clock, and then 10:30, and 11, and then, boy, sure, I'd like to fall asleep. 11:30, and then midnight, and then 12:30. No matter what I do, I can't go to sleep. And then, of course, get to be about 3 or 4 when I'm supposed to get up, and I'm sleeping like a baby.
Right.
Yeah, you couldn't. That's the funny thing about how that happens, is by the time it gets to about an hour before you get up, there's no way you could be any more tired than you are.
Yep, and I remember the alarm going off. I remember, like, hitting it, like, 5 times. And that's it. But I feel rested now, I'll tell you that. That's a good rest between the hours of 3 and 5:30.
Oh, yeah. You should be raring to go.
Fantastic. All right. Well, come on down.
I'm bringing hot Cheetos for everyone.
Yay!
Oh,
Yay.
Cheetos! That's fantastic news. That's great. All right. We'll see you in a bit. 5:34. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
Whoops. That's a wrong one. All right. Try that again.
Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew for a Tuesday morning. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry,
You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do,
what it do, nephew?
So homie, what it do,
what it do, nephew?
All right, let's see what you get today. How about tickets to the K-Rock Advance screening of the new Warren Miller film called Children of Winter, plus a pair of passes to Ski Dazzle 2008? I don't know if you guys have ever seen these Warren Miller movies, but
yes.
He's made like 60 of them, and yeah. They're all unbelievable.
It really is. It's a work of art.
Just, I mean, it's just the footage that they show of the skiing and the snow and the winter sports is just unbelievable. Go to warrenmiller.com for details. And Ski Dazzle is coming up at the L.A. Convention Center on December 4th through the 7th. That's what you get. Why don't we start with our friend whose name is impossibly Maru in Lakewood on line one. Hey, Maru.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
It's Maru.
Yeah, whatever.
I just want to say that my husband and I, we drive to work every morning, and we hear the Hot Cheeto Girl, and it's hilarious. We love that.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
It has to be the ringtone on my phone. It has to be. I can't accept anything else coming into my home.
Yeah, it's so funny. We can't start the day without it.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that we've made your day with that. Hey, Psycho Mike, we may have to send you over to that school in Pasadena where that report was taped and see if you can find the Hot Cheetos kids.
No problem, man. That's my hood. I'll roll down there. I'd love to find those kids.
Would that be the best?
I don't know how I do it. I walk up to the principal and go, excuse me, who are the Hot Cheetos kids?
I think you walk around with Hot Cheetos like a pusher.
That's true. Like bait. Good call. Good call.
Because they banned them, right?
Well,
they
all get status.
Whatever
exactly
you said,
exactly what you said, my rule.
Thank you very much. All right, hang on for your prize. Let's try Steve in La Mirada. He is on line two this morning. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What it do?
Steve?
Hey, Steve, line two.
What it do?
What it do?
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
It's with Michael, actually.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Nice.
Good times. But your new schedule is making me late. For some reason, because I start at 6,
mm-hmm.
and the Showbiz beat is actually going later than 6 for some reason, and then usually I would go right after the Showbiz beat.
Steve, but, we haven't changed the morning at all. We start
really?
At the same time as we always do.
We do, yeah. The only difference in the morning is that we get off at 9. So if that's the, I mean, I can see how that would screw you up if you were working around then. But for this time of day, everything's exactly the same.
It's you. Sorry.
I think it's you, yeah. Maybe you should start calling yourself Steve. Maybe that would help things.
Yeah, I know. Really, I probably should just change my name. There's too many Michaels.
Exactly.
I hear you, brother.
Steve.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ray in Orange. He's on line 5 this morning. Hey, Ray. Welcome to the show. What it do?
Hey, guys. What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Ray.
I wasn't around when you guys spoke to Alita from Channel 4,
mm-hmm.
but whatever it was, she was looking good this morning. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Of course I noticed that. She's showing some arm, which is an improvement. She's still... I mean, what's going on up to her neck, though, right?
Exactly, but some of that side boobage was coming on, and it was working. It was working
yeah.
this morning.
I want to believe we made an impact, too. For those who don't know what Ray's talking about, Alita Loreska is the Channel 4 weather girl in the morning, and she dresses like a freaking Muslim. I mean, she really, it's unbelievable the turtlenecks and the burkas she wears to do the weather. It's 150 outside and she's in wearing a cardigan, right? So we had a stern talking to with her on the Friday afternoon show, and she was off yesterday, and I don't know what that was about, but she's back today and she is showing a little bit of arm. But she needs to share some of that boob with the viewers, I think. And
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I believe so too. I don't think she saw it our way. She seems like a modest young woman, is the impression I got from talking to her.
Definitely, she definitely.
But it's
is.
The beginning, right, guys? I mean, you guys.
It's the beginning.
It's something for all of us that wake up this damn early in the morning
and exactly.
turn it on. So
thank you very much for noticing. Hey, we're doing our part. I mean, all we could do was ask. You know what I mean? I mean, the next step is obviously chloroform in a van. I mean, we're going to do that if we have to. But right now, we'd like to make it voluntary rather than mandatory.
I don't recall that discussion, actually.
Well, I thought it was understood. I thought we all knew that.
Diplomacy first, but if it comes to that.
Exactly. You got our choice. All right, let's do one more. How about our man, Ralph in Pomona? He's on line 4. Hey, Ralph, what it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Ralph?
So I'm considering divorcing my wife because I recently found out she loves Chris Angel.
No.
That's a fatal flaw, Ralph. What? How'd you find out?
Well, you know, I thought we were both in agreement that he's a huge douchebag. You go to Vegas this past weekend. He walks into the club, and she goes nuts. Oh, Chris Angel, Chris Angel. And I'm just standing there. I'm shocked. I'm thinking, what? I thought we agreed this guy was a douchebag.
This is like that point in the marriage where you find out one of you wants to have kids and the other one doesn't. There's just no compromising on this. You can't just accept that you don't like him and she does. You guys have to be apart if that's the case.
Yeah!
I think you got to give her an opportunity to either give it up. I mean, she may have to go, go into some sort of Chris Angel rehab or something, but she's got to give him up for reals, or you've got to say, look, you need to make a choice, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, if I see Mind Freak on my TiVo, I'm calling my lawyer up.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
Yeah!
All right, thanks for the call. Hang on, guys, for your prize. Appreciate it. Let's take a look at what's going on today on the afternoon show. Yesterday, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, we had a very special in-studio visit from Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, who, Lisa, I think you'll agree, as cool today as back in the day when he was a no one.
Totally. Nicest, most down-to-earth guy, just a normal guy. He's awesome.
Couldn't be a cooler guy. He's got the new Linkin Park DVD is coming out on the 25th, too, that we talk all about. We have highlights of that discussion from yesterday afternoon for those who don't get a chance to tune in on the Cinco de la Tarde. We got that just after 6 o'clock this morning. Got an update from our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. An update on how you can be the new Miss Double December 2009. Our friend Rob Dyrdek is going to be in studio talking about his new video game. We've got that on the way. Jimmy Kimmel is on the program today. He is hosting the American Music Awards coming up. Not only do we talk to Jimmy, who's hosting the show, but we'll give you a chance to be there in person. We have tickets to give away. And I think that's most of it.
Okay.
Got a couple other things that we may surprise you with, but that's the gist of the program. And, of course, every hour, Ralph's got the showbiz beat, and we'll do the first one of those next, right after this on K. Guy 48 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman has joined us. Can someone flip the switch on his back or something?
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't know we were on the air.
Oh, hey, Ralph Garman. How are you, man?
Singing along. I'm swinging, daddy-o. How you doing?
So the alarm went off this morning. You went ahead and got on up, got dressed, drove on in.
Yeah.
Here you are at work.
After my birthday party, yo.
How about that?
And I'm still here. How do you like me now, bitches?
Hungover or still drunk? Which one?
Neither. Neither. Oh, I escaped the worst of it, I think, this morning.
Okay.
A little worse for wear, but I've worked with a lot worse hangovers than this. This is jump change. It's child's play.
You are a pro. I'm telling you, when they call us into court, we're going to have to confess under oath that Ralph Garman can play hurt. There's a guy who doesn't let his drinking get in the way of his work.
Absolutely.
That's
impressive.
That's why I haven't checked into rehab yet. I can work drunk and hungover.
Yeah, as long as you can function.
That's
what's
what
the
I'm
point?
Saying. Dr.
What's
Drew always tells me that addiction is the first sign is consequences. Things going wrong at work or at home, I got none of that.
Yep.
So
good for you, Ralph.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm glad you support drinking. My binge drinking.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Although your wife did move to Europe.
Well, there's that. But I wouldn't really call that a consequence, quite frankly.
Highlights of our interview with Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park coming up after the news at 6 right now. Ralph's
oh, no, no, no. Don't come in here. Oh, now you're going to do the radio show. Screw you. Get out.
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's up, Kevin? Kevin just walked in the door, people.
What are we doing?
We're doing the show business now.
Yeah.
We're in the air?
Yeah, we're on the air, yeah. Brooke Shields is denying rumors that NBC is axing her show Lipstick Jungle.
Really?
Yeah, she tells Us Weekly magazine that everyone on the set is still showing up to work every day. And she says she remains optimistic and thinks that the show will stay on the air.
Yeah,
Brooke. Kevin thinks he can get to work on time. Just because you believe something doesn't necessarily make it so.
These people often find out their shows are canceled when it's printed up in Variety or something.
Or when they show up to work and the guy at the guard gate says, no, I'm sorry, you don't have a pass to get on the lot anymore. Your parking space is no longer valid.
Maybe it's all the lipstick that people flooded them with.
Yes,
that
thanks to Lisa May.
Lisa May idea.
Lisa's idea.
Send them lipstick. She says her bosses have reassured her that the show has not been canceled.
Liar!
Okay, Brooke. Whatever you need, sweetie. Take some more meds. I know your postpartum depression's probably kicking in. Seth Rogen, speaking of TV, says he wants to develop a sitcom for Showtime. I would watch that.
Sure.
Regardless of what it's about. And now that I know what it's about, I'll definitely watch it. He said the idea is 3 20-somethings who run a porn shop and learn about life and love in the process.
That is an awesome idea.
That would be so funny.
Yes. I hope all of his projects include porn now.
I think they will.
Seems like they do.
Be good.
He's got a new love affair with porn. God bless him. You don't see this very often. a tabloid apologizing for running a story. That's just what the London Daily Mail has done. They've apologized to our pal David Duchovny for running the story that he had an affair with a tennis coach.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one.
Remember they ran that story when his when Tia Leone was supposedly banging Billy Bob. And he had been out of rehab for sex addiction.
Right.
They said, oh, yeah, he was sleeping with his tennis coach.
And they weren't just suggesting it, by the way. I mean, they full out said it was fact.
Dave Duchovny was very vocal about the fact that he said that story was a lie. And it turns out that he was right and they apologized. Here's what they printed yesterday. We now apologize. We accept this is inaccurate. And they are only friends who used to play tennis together. The relationship went no further, was not a factor in Mr. and Mrs. Duchovny's separation. We apologize to Ms. Piquet, that's the tennis coach, Mr. Duchovny and Mrs. Duchovny and the family. So
bet we sure sold a lot of issues.
Yep. Wow. And we'll keep all that money, too.
You bet. Yeah.
Is there a big check involved in this apology, Ralph?
No, sir. Does not say. And I'm assuming there isn't, because they would mention if it was.
They usually
I don't remember Dave asking for money. I think he just wanted a correction. Which sometimes I think is more important than the cash settlement. Just days after I mentioned that Kate Hudson may have been playing in the surf on the Isle of Lesbos, the New York Post says that she still likes the Wang Bone.
Well,
this week she was spotted downing dirty martinis with Jason Statham.
Oh, nice.
Is downing dirty martinis a euphemism the kids are using?
I don't know.
I only downing dirty martinis.
I hope so.
That's right, Kate Hudson, have another dirty martini. That's right, drink my martini. Drink my dirty martini. That's right, eat my olives.
Oh. Wow.
That's how you make a dirty martini. And apparently, she has also been seen macking with Alex Rodriguez in New York.
She's a busy little girl.
She sure is.
He's a fag.
I don't think A-Rod's that way, man. Good for him. Better than Madonna.
Yeah.
He's moving up in the world.
Step up.
So, Kate apparently enjoying her singlehood. God bless her. And I was wondering how long it would take Paula Abdul to melt down with all this craziness around her regarding that woman, Paula Goodspeed, who killed herself outside her home.
No kidding.
Well, thankfully, the shoe has dropped. Paula, according to friends, isn't doing well after the fan committed suicide in front of her home. A friend is telling the New York Post that Paula will no longer stay in her house because, wait for it, she believes it's haunted by the ghost of Paula Goodspeed.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
She has hired spiritual healers to come in and cleanse her house.
Yes.
Because it's got a bad curse. So, apparently, Paula feels haunted by the crazy fan who lived outside.
What do you bet she moves? What do you bet she can't get past it and moves?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not easy to get past, I wouldn't imagine, but she's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like it happened in her home, you know?
Right.
Although you do probably think of it every time you drive to your house when you're passing that spot.
That one would freak a lot of people out, I think, if it happened right in front of their
house. Would you think the person was haunting your house after they killed themselves?
I would not, no.
Haunting the street in front of your house, maybe.
I mean,
maybe
as long as they stay out of my house, I don't care.
That area right there.
That's how I feel about ghosts. Don't ask, don't tell. And, you know, you don't bother me, I won't bother you. Paris Hilton may be getting tired of her boyfriend Benji Madden, according to TMZ.com. While Benji was in New York filming the finale of MTV's Total Request Live over the weekend, Paris was reportedly getting very comfortable with her ex-boyfriend, Stavros Niarchos.
There's a name we haven't heard in a while.
Oh, how much have I missed saying Stavros Niarchos? Makes me feel like
stop whoring around, Paris!
Makes me feel like
stop being a whore!
Greek shipping magnet when I get to say that name. It's awesome. Apparently, she may have a roving eye. Surprise, surprise. Paris may not be the settled down type of gal we all thought she would be.
Yeah. Oh my God, really?
Yeah. John Mayer loves him some John Mayer.
Does seem to be happy with who he is.
According to Star Magazine, he's got a Google alert on his BlackBerry for John Mayer. So every time his name pops up in the news, Google alerts him so he can read the article.
Are you serious?
Do we know anyone else like that, Kevin? You can think of anyone at the top of your head who's got a Google alert for themselves?
Their name.
Let me think. Who would be like that?
Bean!
Yeah,
you heard talking about the Google alert for Kevin and Bean?
Yes.
And K-Rock?
Yes. Yeah.
You have that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Bean loves him some Bean. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Well, it's not.
I need to read everything that's written about me.
It's useful. I mean, we've gotten a lot of material off the show from that Google alert, by the way.
When was the last time we got something off the show from that Google alert?
I don't remember right now, but I'll keep my eyes peeled and let you know.
All right, Brooke Shields. Curious. Whatever you need to believe, Brooke Shields. That's my new code word for self-delusion. You're a good pull at Brooke Shields.
Beans are dicko, beans are dicko, hey. Beans are dicko, beans are dicko.
What? I probably have about 30 Google alerts, by the way.
We need to go through those.
The man who needs to know everything must be alerted the moment it's published.
At some point, we need to go through all of your Google alerts.
None of them would surprise you. I mean, it's all, Edmund Fitzgerald and what's that, Mike?
Topless boys.
No, I don't have a Google alert for that.
Shiny twinks.
I've got Christmas music. I got that as a Google alert.
What does that mean? You have Christmas music as a Google alert every time someone comes out with one?
No. Every time there is an article or a blog posting about or something like that that includes the phrase Christmas music, I get a link to it.
How many articles are you deluged with every day with 30 Google alerts?
Especially at Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas music one right now, this time of year, is a lot. But, I mean, I get a significant number. But, you don't have to read them all, I mean, they're there if you want them. And if you have time, you want to go back and find out what's going on with, Porky the Pig or whatever you're into, then you can go back and just check it out at that time.
Wow.
It's just it's a useful service that, you can use as much or as little as you have time
for. For those that are only on the web 24 hours a day, but that's not enough.
Exactly.
You need the alert.
For those of you who just can't get enough by staring at the screen. Well, Bean, there's good news for you also. TiVo has announced that for people like Bean who just live inside a virtual world, who can't be bothered to connect with the outside world on any level, TiVo now has a function where you can order a Domino's pizza from your remote.
Awesome.
You know how Bean hates to call and talk to someone on the other end and order a pizza?
It's the ultimate in laziness.
You can order Domino's pizza from your TV while you're watching television by punching it up on your remote.
That's pretty cool.
That is better. That is definitely better. Take the people out of the mix altogether.
Still have to pay cash when it shows up, though.
So they don't charge your TiVo bill or anything?
No, wouldn't that be ideal?
Yeah, that'd be great.
They should. Yeah. That'd be great.
So for you people who are too lazy to pick up the phone, now you can just dial it on your remote while you're watching television.
I order pizza through Pizza Hut through the website because I don't want to call, and that way I can do it without talking to anybody. But I do still have to meet the driver at the door and show him the credit card.
Do you get a Google alert when they start making it?
Pizza Google alert.
I don't.
There's a new topping.
Jesus, 30 Google alerts.
30 Google alerts. Let's take a look at the new DVDs and CDs in stores today, shall we?
Yes.
WALL-E. The adorable little Disney film, but that cute little robot. Oh, he's cute.
I heard it's great.
I saw that one. It's really good. Not a lot of dialogue. Very little dialogue.
A lot of that?
Yep.
Yeah. And Tropic Thunder, the hilarious comedy with Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. is available on DVD.
Worth seeing if you haven't.
I haven't seen it
in theater.
You should check it out.
I will.
Very, very funny. And it's loaded up with a bunch of extras and stuff, which are also very funny outtakes and sort of fake interviews with the actors that they're playing, behind-the-scene documentaries and stuff. Funny stuff.
I get a Google alert every time there's an extra.
I have a Tropic Thunder Google alert. Every time Ben Stiller farts, it lets me know. CDs today. Nickelback's got a new CD.
Yeah!
Called Dark Horse.
Woohoo!
Mudvayne's got a new one called The New Game. Ricky Martin's got a new CD out.
Haven't heard his name in a long time.
And Beyonce.
Yeah, there you go.
Has a new CD. I Am Sasha Fierce.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, that's her new sort of pseudonym.
Sasha Fierce?
Her nom de music. Her new character she sort of created for herself.
Wow, that's dumb.
Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
It sounds like a drag queen's name. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage Sasha Fierce.
Hi, boys. I'm Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, that's bad. Remember when Garth Brooks tried that? He tried to create a rock image for himself.
He sure do.
Created a brand new guy.
Chris something.
Who was it, Bean? You know.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Got a Google alert on that.
I don't, but Lisa's right. It was Chris something.
Chris Angel.
No.
It was a rock record that he came out with that was just awful. He just decided he didn't want to just do country music, I guess.
And he had his picture on the cover with like emo hair and a soul patch and everything, and he tried to look a whole different person.
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
telling me from the other room.
And he invented this whole imaginary backstory about this guy's life, and it was like a greatest hits album in his mind of all these songs that he'd made throughout the years through his life. It was just weird.
Yeah. At least it didn't sell.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
Today's celebrity birthdays, our pal Kevin Nealon celebrates his 55th. Oscar Nunez from The Office, who plays Oscar on that show. He is 50 years old. Elizabeth Perkins turns 48. Kirk Hammett of Metallica. He's 46. Owen Wilson turns 40. Chloe Sevigny. Boys Don't Cry, another feature films, is 34. And Mickey Mouse. I don't do a lot of fictional birthdays. But 80 years ago today, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon was released.
He is 80 years. Old cartoon.
That's an old-ass mouse right there. He can't even cut the cheese anymore. That's how old he is. See? Mice, cheese.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Love hurts if you're a vampire, I'll tell you that, you know? Edward, and then they got that chick and all that, and then they fall in love, but then
got an email this morning from somebody who said, dude, they're not twihards, they're twitards. I thought, that's the name.
That is good.
Psycho Mike, by the way, went down yesterday. I guess they were lining up starting at 3:30 in the morning for the premiere. Was it last night, Mike? Is that when the movie was premiering?
Yeah, down in Westwood.
So we'll have that tape for you later in the week with all the Twilight fans. It's the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Who's the best person in the whole world of all time, Kevin?
Santa Claus.
Nope. Harvey Levin of TMZ.com, who joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Harvey.
Jeez, what was that about?
How does Harvey beat Santa?
Harvey's just the best.
I like Harvey at all, but
he's awesome. Hey, I got a question for you, Harvey, before we talk about all the hot showbiz stuff, and that is I've been getting a lot of emails lately, and I'm sure that you get 1,000 times more, of people who watch the TV show, which, by the way, airs weekdays, 6:30, Channel 11. And
what time? I'm sorry?
6:30, Channel 11. And they start to crush on some of the people in your TMZ newsroom. And they write to me now and say, hey, ask Harvey who the hot Asian is, or ask Harvey who the blonde is that never saw. Do you find that there are fan clubs breaking out for some of the people in the TMZ newsroom?
Yeah, sadly, I do. I mean, look, I mean, I shouldn't even say this out loud because there'll be a rebellion in here. Well, the fact is, I got these like 25-year-old guys and girls who work here, and a lot of them really got out of college when we started the website. So I guess the way they see it is, okay, you graduate from college and then you go on this website that becomes really popular and then you do a TV show and then you become a star and it's really easy.
That is how it works, yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, you know, now what's happening is, well, why did you cut my thing out of the show today?
Oh, nice.
How about that? It's just so funny. Some of the people in the newsroom, you never see them talk or almost never see them talk, yet they still have fans out there who are so excited every time the camera gets on them. It cracks
so
me up.
Weird. But, you know, everybody who's sitting here, they have it. I mean, this is not like we cast this for a TV show. These are all people who were working here before, and they all have jobs. And some of them, you know, they don't necessarily pitch stories on the air, but, you know, they're either working in post-production, or a lot of them do, you know, really work on stories. It's just not their thing to pitch.
And, right, sure. I got you.
But they're real. I mean, they're not potted plants.
It's not like The Hills where you cast people to play roles on the show, right? All right, I want to start with, I know you got some good stuff up at TMZ.com right now. I want to talk about my favorite story that broke yesterday right at the end of our show, and that is Mark Cuban, who, of course, is the billionaire executive who owns the Dallas Mavericks, busted for at least accused of insider trading. What's going on here, Harvey?
Well, he had 600,000 shares of stock in this company called it's Mama.com, which is a search engine, and at least according to the SEC, he knew that it was going to tank. So what he ended up doing was unloading like 10,000 shares one day, and then the remaining 590,000 shares the next day, and it saved him, according to the SEC, about $750,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is civil, though. This is different from Martha Stewart. It's not. He's not going to have to knit a poncho.
What do you mean it's civil? I don't understand that.
Well, the SEC can file civil charges against people where where prison isn't the issue, financial penalties are the issue. The SEC has the option of doing that. And then you can also file the U.S. attorney can also file criminal charges as well, which is what happened in the Martha Stewart case. And a lot of it is discretionary, and a lot of it just has to do with the conduct. But at least at this point, these are civil filings.
But how do they prove that he had insider knowledge and used that before he unloaded?
It's the same thing as Martha Stewart. I mean, you know, actually, in this case, the documents are interesting because they have quotes from Mark Cuban in these filing documents that I read. And if they can prove it, it's, you know, it's kind of like a smoking gun.
Mm.
But then the issue is, how do they prove it? And usually you don't have a smoking gun. The same thing happened with Martha Stewart, where she denied it, she denied it, she denied it. But you look at all the circumstantial evidence and you say, oh, the chick had to know.
Right.
I heard, and tell me if this is wrong, the story that I heard about Mark Cuban is that he and his attorney are actually admitting that they were privy to this information, but that they had no reason to believe that it was confidential. Therefore, it would be legal to act on.
Well, if you read the documents, the SEC says that he knew it was inside information. That's going to become an issue. But, you know, these are interesting cases because what you're trying to do is you're trying to probe somebody's mind.
Right.
And those are tricky cases, but that's exactly what this is about. What was in Mark Cuban's head when he did it?
It's going to be especially interesting because he's such a loose cannon, too, because he's a guy who just can't stop himself from getting in trouble by saying stuff that he shouldn't.
I really like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too.
Yeah.
I like him
really
a lot.
I really like him. I think he's a great guy.
All right, let's move on to, we got Harvey Levin on the line from TMZ.com, catching up with all the show business. Let's move on with Heather Locklear. I remember we discussed it at the time that she was pulled over by the police. Were you a little bit surprised to see her charged yesterday, Harvey?
No, I mean, it sounded to me like there was something with prescription medication from the beginning. And it's interesting. The cops are saying that she had taken prescription medication that could have impaired her driving. That's the most interesting part of that. We talked to the DA, and he said it could have impaired her driving. The problem is that the cops never saw her driving. She was stopped when they came up to her. So they arrested her based on what a witness said. And that's going to be a really interesting trial if it goes to trial, because she's going to say, look, I was never impaired. The cops never saw me driving. I was sitting on the side of the road. And I'm guessing this case is going to plea bargain. But there was no alcohol and no illegal drugs.
Yeah,
I think it's going to plea bargain.
Yeah, I thought they have to see you in commission of a crime in order to be able to charge you. But I guess they did have a witness, albeit a shaky one, right?
Well, they had a witness, and and also, you know, apparently if the ignition was on, there's an argument there. But she has an unbelievable lawyer. I mean, this lawyer represents everybody in town, Blair Burke. I mean, she's just an unbelievable lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I know, I mean, I'm just positive that she's going to go in and she'll plea bargain this thing early and she'll get some kind of probation or whatever. And that's going to be it. It's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony.
Right. All right. We only have time for one more. What's your favorite of the other things you're working on, Harvey?
Well, I mean, my favorite was on Sunday. I swear to you, I had no idea this was going to happen. I did. I went to the Century City Mall, right?
Right.
And I walk in and I see one of my cameramen there, and I didn't know he was going to be there. I mean, I don't keep track of where everybody's going. So I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I got a tip that Debbie Harry's here. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I said, well, what are you going to ask Debbie Harry? And he said, I want to ask Debbie Harry how it feels to go to the phone book and see her as Harry Debbie. I said, that's a really good question.
That's a question I would ask.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great question. So I said, that's great. So then I went and did what I did, and then I came back, and then I see him standing there interviewing Brandy.
Oh.
And I thought, huh. And then I look to my right, and there's Tyrese kind of skulking down the steps, and Brandy was clearly, like, running interference so that my cameraman wouldn't notice that Tyrese was walking down the stairs. And
okay.
I thought, well, those two are together. So I thought, I got to stand back because I don't want to interfere with this thing. So I waited, and then I walked down the steps, and I see Tyrese standing over there, and I thought, oh, geez. And I put my sunglasses on, and I look down, and he turns and just makes me. And walks over to me, and it's like, turn that camera off. And I looked at him, and I said, well, and it scared me a little bit. And I said, oh, look, I mean, I was just shopping. I wasn't like, and I said, I had no idea my cameraman was there. And he said, and he looks at the cameraman, and he says, turn it off. And the cameraman says, Harvey, what should I do? And he says, I'm telling you, I'm standing with Mr. TMZ. Turn that camera off. And I thought, why does he want it? This camera off so badly. And he ended up being a really nice guy. But here's the deal. He says to me, well, I've known Brandy for like, you know, 14 years and we've been really good friends. But he's like pulling his car around so that nobody can see him get into the car.
Right.
I mean, they went to these great lengths to not be seen together where she was running interference. And I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought,
Well, why would they fight that hard to not be together? Is there something I don't know about, you know, her?
No. I mean,
I think they're both single and available, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a big scandal or anything, but it was really.
No.
They went to such lengths. I can't even tell you.
Well, I hope he's hitting that. That's all I'm saying. I know I would be if I had the opportunity with Brandy. I'll tell you that.
Bean's been obsessed with her for a long time.
I love her since the Moesha days. All right, well, I'm glad you didn't get decked or anything,
well,
Harvey.
No,
that's
but,
that's
but,
where
but,
I
know,
thought that story was headed.
Well, no, where the story was headed was I wussed out. I turned the camera off.
Wow.
Oh, Harvey.
Mr. TMZ.
What I did is
slink it away.
I wussed out.
They went to a mall together.
Yeah.
I know, and that's the thing. It's
so
like,
come on.
It's like they went to a mall.
And, yeah, it's not like they were coming out of the Farmer's Daughter Motel or anything.
That's right.
All right, we are out of time. TMZ.com is the website. TMZ Television with all of the beautiful, pretty people at Harvey's Newsroom airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, great to catch up with you, man.
Bye, guys.
This afternoon at 5, Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde, we're going to talk to the person who is behind impeaching Obama.
It's about time. You can't let that man continue to run this country into the ground with the policies that he's put into place. Come on, Kevin.
Look what he's doing. My God.
He doesn't even take over until January. How are these people doing this?
It's time to throw the bum out of office. I demand a recount.
What the hell?
That'll be between 5 and 6 here on KROQ. Let me tell you why we rule. Because we have managed to figure out a way 8 years in a row now at this time of year to have beautiful, young, busty women mail us photos of themselves. That's what's going on with the Miss Double December competition that kicked off just yesterday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We do it every year. And if you are selected, you get to represent the show for the next year. You get tickets to both nights of KROQ's Almost Acoustic Christmas. You get to come to the Weenie Roast next year. You get to come to lots of other events. And you get to just be hot.
Yeah, and we're looking for your applications. You just go to krock.com, send in a picture. We do have some highlights from last year's Miss Double December announcement.
Oh, okay.
It's a live show where we get the 10 finalists together, and we whittle it down. We give them a lot of alcohol, and they just turn crazy. And then we start, you know, having them come out, and they tell the audience about themselves, and they, you know, show the audience what their talent is. This particular girl, Kelly, had a unique one.
Kelly has taken her shirt off, and in place of what you would call pasties in the stripper business, she has a felt Kevin and Bean on one of each of her voluptuous breasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you need some help getting the glue off or anything, Kelly? Are you okay?
I don't, but I wanted to show Ralph actually put his name on my vagina like he requested.
Is that right?
Oh, my
God.
Sure
enough. She certainly did.
Wow. Oh, that was good times. By the way, please make a note. We have to have it at a bigger place this year. Remember the hundreds of people last year who couldn't even get in? It was pouring rain. They couldn't even get in to see the pageant last year.
Remember the runway?
Yes.
2x2 runway?
It's humongous.
Lightning told us, that's the biggest run. They're going to have to stop and have lunch on their way. It was about 2 feet.
It was not appropriate for what we needed.
In our defense, we weren't plying them with alcohol. We couldn't get them to stop drinking.
Yes.
Well,
at one point, that was Alex's job backstage, was to try to hide the alcohol from the contestants because they were getting too out of hand. Yeah.
Well, the first one was free. That's all you need. And then from then
that's
on.
That's right.
And then, so here's a special talent.
Tawny is able to put her fist into her mouth.
Those girls are always popular.
Turns out that was a crowd favorite. This girl actually wrote her own song and performed it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was harsh.
You said that none of these girls won, which means, by the way, they're all eligible to reapply to be Miss Double December 2009.
Remember the girl that had poetry? She wrote poetry about all of us?
Mm-hmm.
And she turned to Lisa May, and it was a very hot, steamy moment.
Lisa May.
Lisa May.
Hello, Irene. I would lick you anytime, night or day.
Nice.
Up and down. I forgot the rest of that.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong. You got that.
We were perfectly happy with that.
I think we had a visual.
So the way it works is you apply this week. You have until Monday. That's the deadline. The Monday at midnight, I think, is when they're going to cut it off. And then we are going to get together and come up with the top 10 that we're going to post at KROQ.com. And then you'll have, you, the KROQ listeners, will have about a week or so to vote on that. And then we're going to do just like we did last year, and we're going to have a pageant, right?
Yep. We're going to have a live show. Everybody's going to come out. Same exact thing. And then we're going to name somebody Miss Double December. Money was there last year to help us judge. And one of the questions that Ralph, in a suit, by the way, he was hosting the thing. One of the questions that he asked is if you could go back in time, where would you go and why?
Kelly, if you could go back in a time machine, where and when would you go?
I would go probably back to the 70s because I believe that that was the most fun, where they could shake their ass and do their thing.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you could party?
Exactly. Good point, buddy.
This, I think, was my favorite. We don't have time for all of the clips, unfortunately, including the, well, the way, you know, the way the crown gets transferred.
Oh, yes.
Maybe the
best. Just through saliva, right.
It's really through the kiss of last year's Miss Double December, which works pretty much for everybody. But this, I believe, was one of my favorite moments because she was smashed and she was not happy.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be and why?
I would punch everybody in the face of this room because you didn't
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
She points at people right in the eyes. She's like, I would punch all of you.
What a delicate little flower she was. What a fake. Jordana from Moreno Valley. We got Camry already applying this year from Orange County. I mean, yesterday we just announced it. We already have heard from Crystal in Anaheim. We've got Stacy from San Diego. A bunch more. Janelle from Laverne. I mean, it is open for anyone who is 21 and up and female, and you've got them. And you're willing to share them, and you want to come hang with Kevin B. That's basically what it's all about. Miss Double December 2009. All the details at KROQ.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:54. We were just talking about the Miss Double December competition that has begun now. And go to krock.com. I would like to point out that if selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform in a talent show. What's your talent? I can make the best chicken soup.
You might need one of the contestants' talents?
Wow, that's hot. You might need to maybe tweak that one a little.
Something we could do in front of a crowd?
I don't see the crowd going, chicken soup!
Oh, that's so hot. How about Kevin's friend Rob Dearden, who's going to be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning?
Dearden.
Deardick. You guys don't know Dearden. Anything.
Oh, you got it now, huh? Okay. Yeah. He'll be here talking about his new video game coming up. Also, our friend Jimmy Kimmel on the show later this morning, too. Right now, Rob's got the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday. What's going on?
A big hubbub in New York on the set of Medium, the NBC drama that involves Patricia Arquette playing a psychic.
I like that show.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show, and she's real good in it. An unruly extra had to be ejected by security because he started going crazy on the set. Apparently, Patricia is not quite the psychic she plays on television because she wasn't able to detect that, in fact, it was Sacha Baron Cohen as Bruno, the fashion reporter, upsetting the set, trying to get a reaction out of people.
No kidding.
It's unclear how he actually got onto the set and whether he was secretly filming his performance for his own feature film, Bruno, that he's working on. But apparently no one recognized that it was him when he started going off.
I love when will that movie come out?
He's just the man. He's just the man.
When does that movie come out? Do you know?
I do not know, sir. Sometime next year.
He's so funny.
He's the best. Speaking of movies, are you ready? Universal Studios is ready to do a third installment of The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy.
Fuck you.
Really?
I'm Professor Clump. I'm so fat. I drink this and I become cool.
There was a guy on the plane next to me, Ralph, flying back from New York last night, who was watching Big Mama's House, which is the other one of the comedian who dresses up as a big
Martin
fat
Lawrence
person.
Is the
Martin Lawrence, right? Yeah. And this guy was laughing his ass off the entire time he was watching that movie. I just couldn't believe, because of course I couldn't hear it; I could only see it, and I just couldn't believe that it was good.
I'm Professor Clump. My family's crazy. Yeah, we're all fat. Hercules.
They must make money, right?
Let me tell you a little something. The first film made $270 million.
Dude.
Wow.
The second only made $165
million. Only $165.
Yeah. But Universal thinks it's ready to dust off the franchise and crank out another Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy playing every role in the fat suit.
I guess they got to give him a Meet Dave every once in a while, but then they get him to go back and do one of those moneymakers.
Yeah. Kanye West sees himself as a modern-day Princess Diana. It just gets better with this guy. First, he's the voice of our generation.
How are you a modern-day Princess Diana?
Because, Kevin, you have to remember that paparazzi killed the late Princess of Wales.
Right.
And he thinks that he is heading towards a similar fate. Photographers are just making his life miserable.
But he hurts the photographers more than they hurt him.
He was arrested on charges of assaulting a photographer over the weekend. But that's besides the point. Because Kanye says on his website, regardless of how much light I put out there, there are people working just as hard to deliver only darkness.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He's amazing.
I got to tell you, new CD, really good.
Yes. No one's doubting his talent. Really good.
But he's crazy, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love.
He says he is not what the media portrays. The exploitation of his image is truly the problem.
Exploitation of his image. Isn't the problem he crazy?
His music is so positive, and yet all he gets is negativity.
Well, he throws tantrums at every awards show if he doesn't win. He always complains about every opportunity that he has. It's never enough for Kanye.
You don't get it, man. He's the modern-day Princess Diana, and you're trying to kill him. You're trying to come down on him.
That's right.
He just gives light and positivity, and you come back with darkness.
See?
I am the number one human being in music. See? That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
Okay.
You're breathing.
I love that guy because if he's on a, you know, an award show or something like that, it's the only thing that you can look forward to and go, this is not, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
It's not going to be the same as everything else.
Yeah, he's a wild card, that's for sure.
Love that.
He's a loose cannon.
Plays by his own rules.
Rocks that Argyle sweater, too, I'll tell you that.
Outlaw. Got a gun and a badge.
He has neither of those.
McCabe. Lindsay Lohan.
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
According to, I believe it's the Sun tabloid, has proposed polyamory to her lesbian lover. Are you familiar with the phrase polyamory?
No, I don't know what that is.
It means, open relationship with multiple sexual partners.
She misses the wang bone.
All
right, then.
Yeah. Apparently, her girlfriend, Sam, was in London working at a club. And Lindsay was in the other room, in the VIP room, according to witnesses, and this is their phrase, flirting with breeders. So apparently she was looking for some wang bone while Sam was knocking out Katy Perry remixes. Yeah. Reportedly, Lindsay says she loves Sam more than anything else, but she just can't help the fact she's still attracted to the opposite sex. She thinks they should come to some sort of understanding. Lindsay wants an open relationship where she can explore her heterosexuality without feeling guilty or sneaking around. Rarely did you get a chance to see the phrase, oh, she's exploring her heterosexuality.
Yeah. She's trying desperately.
The other way around.
She's trying to get out of this in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
So apparently her cravings for the wang bone are just starting to go crazy.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. Yes. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
Well, now, hold on.
7 feet?
No wonder her sex drive is so enormous.
Wow.
Think of all the nerve endings she has to service. That's got to be a full-time job. 7 feet long.
That's a long one.
Stupid-ass bitch.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. WALL-E, the delightful animated film featuring that adorable little robot. He is available on DVD today. Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. Also available. New CDs today because it is Tuesday. All American Rejects, When the World Comes Down, is available. Beyonce's got her new CD, I Am Sasha Fierce. Mm-hmm. Go, girl.
LaQuisha will be buying that one.
David Cook's new CD, the winner of American Idol. David Cook.
Right? Yeah.
What? You coming, David Cook? What do you do to you? It's his first CD. Give him a break.
I like him very much. As you know, I was happy to see him win, and I remember you and I were both thinking that he might end up making a great album, but when he was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, both of his songs were frightfully boring.
Well, first of all, that's what you get for watching Saturday Night Live.
A. Right. And B, he's a karaoke singer. What do you want from him?
He's not, though. He's really talented. He's really talented.
As a karaoke singer.
Screw him.
Nickelback, Mudvayne, Dido all have new CDs as well, so you can check that out. And Billy Ray Cyrus has a new one, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I hope it's the soundtrack to Bait Shop. This TV movie with Bill Ingvall. If I ever get a hold of a 2x4 with a nail in it, it's a lot of redneck comedians are going down.
Oh.
That's all I know. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Nealon's 55 years old today. Oscar Nunez from The Office turns 50. Elizabeth Perkins turns 48. Guitarist Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 46. Owen Wilson is 40. And Chloe Sevigny turns turns 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Give me the Hot Cheetos Kids. I need the Hot Cheetos Kids. That's a good band, too, by the way.
Little pickup
yeah.
for you.
The Hot Cheetos Kids?
Yeah, I need that.
You can't go out unless you hear from them
just
again?
Just give me a little taste of them.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
We brought up the Hot Cheetos controversy late in the show a few days ago. We need to do it again where we have a little bit more time because people were calling in with all sorts of stories about trouble that they've gotten into with Hot Cheetos and stories of things that have happened because of Hot Cheetos. Who knew that it was ruling the world out there?
Hot Cheetos do rule the world. I would like
apparently
to say
they
that.
Do. I was not even aware of that, but maybe we'll have a chance to revisit that tomorrow. And something so big on Thursday's Kevin and Bean show that we have received a memo that says we're not even allowed to bring it up today or tomorrow. So I can say no more.
Oh.
But something huge.
I didn't get that memo.
All right.
It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Bean is the cheese master general. He loves cheesy comedy. That's
How
his thing.
You.
Yes.
He
puns,
loves that.
All that crap.
Puns. If he can work a lyric into his conversation, he's never more happy. And here are a few of his air checks. This is the one that kind of started it all from this is a song that was on the Footloose soundtrack.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
See, because it was from the movie Footloose.
Yeah.
Footloose, but why bring that up now? Haven't I suffered enough from that piece of tape
Never.
From all those years ago?
And then there's this.
It's me, it's me, GBGB, Gene Baxter, inside 11 hits in a row. The freshest sound in the valley is Hey Little Walter by Tony, Tony, Tony.
Really?
Fire.
BGBGBGBGB Baxter. And then there's the Lionel Richie. Remember that? The horrible, cheesy Lionel Richie.
Oh, yes.
Wish that would play. That'd
yes,
be cool.
I
be
remember.
A lot cooler if that would play.
Maybe we could act it out.
Be awesome if that would just roll. Mm.
That was the one where I was playing a Lionel Richie.
95 PGC. At 432-9595, all conversations on the air, of course, are strictly confidential. That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his
songs. I don't know why that cut off, but wow.
So let's barely play it, then let's cut it off. Okay.
Boo is right.
So why are you heaping on me all of a sudden? So, I haven't done anything like that in a long time.
So yesterday, Bean, in his earlier days, known as Flash Phillips, was in New York, and he was at a radio station, Fresh 102.7.
Uh-huh.
And apparently pulled a shift on that station.
Well, now, hold on.
It's a light rock station.
I was there yesterday because I was borrowing one of their studios so that I could do the Kevin and Bean show.
Right.
I was just broadcasting from there. And nothing else that was going on in New York needs to be mentioned here,
just
though.
Couldn't resist giving them some of your magic.
You being on Fresh 102.7 deserves a whole break.
But that was just for fun. That's not for now. That's not for this. Come on.
This is for always.
Time of my life. That was David Cook with Time of My Life. He was really cooking on that one. Next up is Jordan Sparks. I get sparks in my pants every time she sings. You're listening to Fresh 102.7 with me, GBGBGB, Gene Baxter.
Hurry up.
You guys weren't supposed to hear that.
Never better.
That is awful.
You are on top of your game.
God.
Fresh 102.7, today's fresh music. Los Lonely Boys, staying with me. And I hope you're staying with me. For Nickelback, gotta be somebody. I bought their new CD with a coupon. I got a dollar back, not a nickel back. GB, 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 G Baxter. Dollar back, nickel back.
I didn't even remember saying that.
And no one loves the Nickelback like Bean. No one.
How did they not pull you off the air?
He really is just the best. And finally,
Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love. If I was with Zac Efron, he'd be bleeding love out of his
Come on.
Here's Jason Mraz with some Mrazzle Dazzle. I'm yours here on Fresh 102.7 with me, Gene Bean, GB, GB, Gene Baxter.
Well, are you done me?
He may not be inviting me back.
I'd say you earned your keep. I'd say you did a good job. The ratings probably skyrocketed for that David Archuleta comedy.
Woohoo!
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Let it go.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Rob and Bean. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Rob and Bean.
That was A Moment
Let it go.
With Kevin.
We can't.
really
too delicious.
Really, how long?
Hey, anyone you want to introduce to us, Kevin?
Mr. Durden is here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob Dyrdek, good morning.
Hey, Rob.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Sure.
Rob, I know it hasn't been that long since we've had you, but it seems like there's been controversy like Southern California wildfires following you everywhere you go since the last time we talked to you. You've pissed off the X Games now. What happened?
I mean, yeah, clearly clearly I did. I mean, I didn't really realize it, but when I came in here with Joe Maloof.
Talk about the Maloof Cup.
And, you know, I didn't even believe you asked me, like, yeah, the X Games is kind of like whatever. I said, yes, the X Games is crap. Right. Can't, you know, something to that effect.
Right. You just threw it off the top of your head.
Because I only threw it because it's actual and factual, you know. So, and then I get a call, you know, when the X Games are coming around and CBB, it's not like I want to go anyway, but they called DC and said, from what Rob said on Kevin and Bean, he's not welcome at the X Games this
year.
Wow. Wait a minute.
They're like banning you?
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Like, really? Like, Rob on a radio show, like, that is up 2 months earlier? Really? Like, what do you have, monitors?
Okay, like, wait a minute, though. It's not like you called them and were looking for credentials or anything. They went out of their way to call you and say, don't come.
They went out of their way to call DC and let Rob know. And it just made me so furious that you would go that far out of the way. Like, who are you? Who am I? Who cares? You know?
Seriously.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
That's good work on your part.
And I was like, what did I? You know, first of all, of course, it's funny to me. But
yeah.
Like,
second of all, you don't remember what you said, I imagine.
Yeah, and I was like, what? So they had to track, DC, like PR had to track down, I guess you said, the X Games was crap.
Well, I remember specifically you were trying to promote the Maloof Cup, so you were just, and Bean brought it up, and then you were just like, oh, that's nothing, this is what you need to be into, blah blah blah. It was offhand. You were it's not like you had an axe to grind or anything.
That's what I'm saying, and I still stand by it, but I mean, it's just the problem with, like, the X Games is the epitome of you know what skateboarding's not, you know. And it's just, it continued, that's just a small example of why skateboarding is not an action sport.
So if you show up next year, you won't be welcome. Is it ever, or is it just this year?
I don't know. I mean, on principle, I'll never go again.
Well, you're restarting the clock now on them being pissed off at you because of the things you've said today now. So whatever time has passed that they could forget about it, now you've just opened the wound.
You should rethink that, too, because on principle, you should go. Not because you want to go, just to test every year to see if they still have your picture up at the gate.
No, but it's
just
like, CBB can't be bothered, man. Come on. But I have this grand vision of, you know, starting a league that I'm in the process of right now. And when I do that, everyone that rides in my league will not be allowed to ride in the X Games.
Oh, it's a battle. It's like East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah,
I like it.
But it's real. I mean, it'll be nothing. There'll be no real skateboarders in the X Games in 2 years.
Is that true, really? You don't think so?
In street skating.
Street skating, yeah, okay.
Which is the biggest thing there is in skateboarding and action sports, period.
Well, okay. There's video games.
Yes, there is.
I tried to play Rob's Skate It yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not good yet.
And this is just out today. This is brand new. Rob Dyrdek's Skate It, right in stores today.
Yeah, I don't. Let's not get. This is just Skated. It's not, as much as I'd love to tag it, Rob Dyrdek Skated. It is
just Skated.
It's just Skated. I happen to be one of the characters in the game.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
And how many others are there? There's like 12 others or something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pros. But for the handheld version, I have a toy line coming out in Walmart in January called the Wild Grinders. And so in the handheld NDS version, all my characters from my toy line are hidden characters inside the game.
Oh, no kidding.
You got anything bad you want to say about Walmart? Try to screw that up, too?
No, I love Walmart, and I'm not kidding. Walmart's a really trippy thing, man. If you really knew, man, Walmart is weird, and they are dead serious about their love of Walmart.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everyone that works for them.
It's
trippy.
It's a little trippy, right?
I mean it's weird.
A little Kool-Aid.
It's a religion.
Hey,
I'm not
Rob,
kidding.
It is. I know. Take me up the AC/DC album when you're in there, because I still haven't been. It's the only place I can buy it.
Did you know? I'm sure it doesn't have any curse words or anything bad.
Did you have to go to Arkansas or wherever their headquarters?
You
want to
know what? I wanted to shoot an episode about my new show about going there, you know, and we just sort of backed off of it. But I mean,
they wouldn't let you.
Well, no, it wasn't on some like Scientology stuff, but it was, you know, they it was just so interesting. Like, the thing that it was so intriguing to me is, like, the buyer was so into Walmart and everything about it, and Sam Walton, and recommended that I read his book, you know, and I did, you know, just because
it's like... They have a philosophy. They definitely have a philosophy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just so dumbfounded by how... Like, a company so large had built someone that's just buying their, like, toys in a section, but just so pure to their brand and, like, believing it so much. Like, I had to be like, man, I got to read this.
The enthusiasm,
like,
was catchy. And
yeah,
so,
I mean,
and how was the book? Are you a greeter now at a Walmart in South Dakota?
I'm not doing the WAL, like, am I, you know, but I'm pretty dumbfounded.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the epitome of the American dream, but it's just, it's shocking. He did it the right way. He's a good guy, man.
He is one of the richest Americans in history, right, Rob?
Yes, he is. Hey, you want to know a funny story, too, is, and he would drive his truck, get his little haircut, and only when his life changed, the beginning of the book says when Forbes did their richest 100 Americans list, and then it just blew him apart, where he remained anonymous until that list came out, and he hated it. You know?
Interesting.
If I remember correctly, he used to drive it not just a pickup truck, but a POS. I mean, it was really a dump.
It was like 20 years old, right? Yeah.
The guy's worth billions.
So you got to do it.
I wasn't expecting the Sam Walton bio this morning.
Well,
with Rob. So toys are going to be at Walmart. Is that Walmart only, the toys?
For the first, I did an exclusive deal with them for the first few
months. That's the way they work, man.
But Skated is everywhere.
Skated's everywhere, yeah.
Kevin, how'd you do last night? You said took it out of the box, set it up?
I didn't win, if there's a way to do that.
How bad were you?
I was terrible. It was pretty bad.
Did you have fun?
It takes a while to learn. Yeah, you have a great time learning how to, you know, how to push and everything and all. I don't know. It's a fun time, but you don't learn it in 5 minutes.
Well,
otherwise,
it wouldn't
you'd
be
done
fun.
With it in right. 10 if you learned it that quickly.
But the thing about the video game itself and the franchise itself is it is pure to skateboarding. Like, it is done absolutely authentic. Like, the team that they had develop it, I mean, it is – you are getting an actual real skateboarding experience. The same way if you played Tiger Woods, like, you feel like you're really golfing. You know, it's like, unlike, you know, all the original Tony Hawk's games were more sort of out of, like, button combinations in play, where with, like,
right.
the stick, it, like, you're actually going through the motions and learning tricks and how they're actually done.
And it's only Wii, right? And Nintendo DS?
Yeah.
Those are the only two platforms.
Right.
So. All right, Rob Dyrdek is here. We'll take a quick break and we will come right back on. Rob Dyrdek is in the studio with us. The new video game is called Skate It, and it's on the Wii. Platform. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because you said dirty.
No.
Me too. I was like, that made me kind of giggle.
Really? At some point. What? I said it right.
I know, oh, okay. But
you
we
did.
Just hear it.
It just sounds
every time.
So weird to hear you say it right.
I'd suggest let's maybe, perhaps we could let that go.
I don't believe we'll ever forget that one. Hey, I got a question for Mr. Dyrdek.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
I got a question, Rob. Yeah. Where's your net gun, mother effer? I thought you were supposed to bring your net gun in with you this time.
I need your net gun like
Kevin
no one's ever needed it.
Now.
I mean, she just faded on me, you know what I mean? The compressor broke, I lost the cap, ran out of nets, and she just faded into the closet. She faded into history.
I have a devil possum that attacks only me and sits in my driveway and stares me down.
No one else has even seen it.
Bears its fangs and it wants to take over my soul.
You need to get a paintball gun.
Well, we suggested that, and then there were some listeners, believe it or not, who got upset by the idea of a paintball gun or a BB gun. Those were the first ideas. And then somebody, I think it might even have been Kevin, who brought it up. He said, oh, my God, the next time Rob comes in, I got to get his net gun. That's the answer.
That would be
because then I can catch it. I won't hurt it. I don't have to touch it. And then I can, not throw in the pool.
No, I mean, give it to shelter someplace.
Release it someplace safe and far away from your house.
That's what I meant, yeah.
But he has not been able to find a net gun. You've looked online for him, right?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Well, I tried to find a net gun.
When Robin Big was on the air, I looked, and it's a specialty item.
Yeah,
And I remember Rob describing how much work it is, too, to reload it. It just seems like it's so not worth it.
Not only that, but it's like it's $40 a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's worth it, though, for the possum.
And you misfire on that possum, it take you 15 minutes to reload, and he's gone.
Yeah, but if you miss on a possum doesn't really move. It plays possum, so it just sits there like it's dead. If you miss, you're lame. You know, but I don't know what to do now. I guess I'm going to have to get a paintball gun.
It would be tough, too,
no.
since it spreads out 15
no
feet wide.
Paintball gun.
No.
Have you seen
a throwing
the possum?
Net.
A what? Throwing net
so you can just throw it on top of it. Like
how many times would I miss trying to throw a net on the thing? Come on.
As many as you would with a net gun.
How dare you?
Rob, you mentioned, I think, off the air that you, or actually you mentioned briefly on the air that you have a new TV show that you wanted to film, that Walmart piece you didn't. But what's the new show about? Because you and Big are not on the TV together.
Yeah, so my new show is called Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory, and it comes out February 8th. But basically I have a 25,000 square foot warehouse in downtown L.A., and, you know, I'm running all my businesses and my hustles out of it, if you will. So I have, like, you know, the main offices, about 5,000 square feet of my lawyers and managers and assistants and artists and everyone that run my business side of stuff. And then my office is the 20,000 square foot warehouse. And I just built, like, you know, like a full concrete urban plaza leading up to my office with a little bat cave for a T-Rex. And I got zip lines and foam pits and, you know, Timmy the Testy, the test mannequin that my cousin's in love with right now, cleaned his mannequin junk, and, you know, I got a couple of other cousins.
Is he anatomically correct? Timmy the Testy?
Well, no, but I made my cousin get in there and clean him deep. And
wow.
And then I have this coin of destiny, right? And I was like, let's let destiny decide if you're catching feelings for Timmy right now. And I'm like, three heads in a row, you and Timmy are in love. And lo and behold, three heads in a row sent poor drama in love with Timmy. And so now Timmy, and of course, drama got a closet for an office that has a tanning bed and a 60-inch plasma in it.
And I want to live in your office. No, me too. Like the most fun place on earth.
I'm not kidding. You know what I did yesterday is indoor blob. Have you ever seen blobbing?
No, what's blobbing?
You know that giant red and yellow tube that you put on a lake and then someone jumps on one end and shoots you up?
Yes, that's awesome.
All
my How do you do it indoors?
Because I got a foam pit, right? And it's so sketchy, right? And MTV was like, you cannot do this. I'm like, I'm doing this, you know? They wanted to try to get me those harnesses for, like, gymnasts. I'm like, come on, man. Let's just go for it. And I'm not kidding. On some 300-pound sales guy happened to be coming by the building. And this is – I didn't set this up. Normally, I would set something like this up. And
if you think of it right, that would be great.
And he blobbed me. He jumped off. I got like a little like scissor lift, and he jumped and blobbed me into the ceiling, into the foam pit. Like, it is seriously awesome. like indoor blobbing.
That, I hope.
Yes, okay. I mean indoor blobbing. Like, never in my wildest dreams would I ever think that I would go from the lake to making it work indoor, and it's so much fun.
Wow, that's awesome.
But yeah, every last thing about it is just psycho.
Rob is like what a 7-year old would be if he was a billionaire. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah. Exactly.
Build like,
that'd
office.
Be fun. Okay, I'll do that.
Right. You know, my whole vibe is
zip
like
zip line, the whole thing.
You know, like the Willy Wonka of skateboarding. That's my whole thing. But it's like, you got to see, like, I have this ridiculous 3-wheeled race car that's faster than like Enzo's and like any Lamborghini, any Ferrari. And I built a bat cave, right? So I pull into my warehouse, I go underneath my plaza, a door opens up, and I park underneath my office and then walk up into it. You know what I mean?
That's pretty strong.
That's
pretty strong. We got to do a Cribs with Rob.
Seriously.
That's amazing. Yeah. We'd love to come out with a camera. What's it like? Is it weird for you to see all those guys in suits, though? Or though you probably don't make them wear suits. All these guys that are working for you, your legal representation
that. I call them corpo.
Corpo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is like, you know, stay out of the factory. You know what I mean? This is where you're reckless and you're living youthful. You know what I'm saying? Don't come down here with that serious stuff. I'll come up there and meet you, you know?
This is where the magic happens. Stay out.
You know, I mean, if you can imagine how when my lawyer walks down when there's a guy getting on a scissor lift about to launch me into the ceiling, you know, this isn't good.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's the thing that they get paid to make decisions that are the opposite of that.
Yeah, right.
Pretty
and
much.
He has to be thinking, wait a minute, I went to law school and I'm working for this clown.
No, and that's we've had that discussion. You got to understand, like, they have these beautiful glass windows that face the factory. So if you look out of my office, it's like him and is just so serious, like, and now he's fresh out of law school with a view of like this dude's skate world and foam pit, you know.
Is there room in the office for the yoked out rabbit?
You want to know what? I backed off the yoked out rabbit.
Oh, Mike's so
come
upset.
On.
Well, that's all Mike cared about. He kept saying, ask him about the yoked out rabbit.
You know what I'm saying? I got another bulldog. I got a little baby beefy, man. I started having those horrible flashbacks of dealing with that livestock, you know? And it's
well,
just
you did
like,
have the mini horse, and that was not a good experience.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, are you going to go through this again? Do you want some beefy little rabbit to ruin your life right now? I'm like, you don't, man. Like,
yes, this was a German 60-pounder, if I recall.
You know what I'm saying? This is why I call the show, you know, Fantasy Factories, because everything in my life's a fantasy before it becomes reality. And needless to say, I was on a 60-pound German rabbit fantasy that didn't happen.
Yes, you were. You know hard, I mean? Hard you were on that fantasy.
Oh, that hurts that you didn't follow that through. We were all looking forward to seeing the giant yoked-out rabbit.
You know, I almost brought Beefy in here just so you guys could see Beefy. You know?
How old is Beefy?
10 weeks.
Oh,
so cute.
Oh man!
Remember when we were talking about your mini horse and you were angry at it that day, and you're like, that horse is an asshole. Remember that? You were so angry. Yeah. So that's part of the problem with the Beefy rabbit, huh?
I mean, I just didn't want to go through it. You know what I mean?
You don't blame you.
Nah. I shot like a whole thing where I got rid of the horse, like a thing where it's like, you know, like where I. Just didn't work out because, frankly, you're kind of a dick. And
just understand?
Tapped him on the booty and he just ran on out into the field. You know? That's how I'm going to start my new show. You know?
Well, I'd like to suggest that perhaps the mini horse was not suited to the inside of your house. Maybe there was a little owner error there.
No, I mean we all make mistakes. Okay.
Hey, Rob, how's your boy Travis Barker, by the way? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, man, I just... You know, I think more than anything, it's just the adjustment factor. You know what I mean? It's just the brutality. Because what I don't think people understand is it wasn't like his assistant died. I've never been involved with a dynamic between two human beings on that level before where they functioned as one.
Oh,
you know,
really?
And it's like, you know,
Chris
even
was
the
like
reason,
best friend.
I mean, beyond that, like, it's like everything to do with our company, like I would rip through Chris, you know, the reason like he ended up buying half my company was because I ran into Chris at, a grocery store, you know what I'm saying? And he asked me what was up with my shirt. I said, yeah, we're trying to find a deal, like, and there it happened, you know? So it's like, I think beyond living through tragedy, I think there's a big, big adjustment period of just life, you know? It's tragic.
Of course.
And not just losing, you know, somebody that's that important, also going through the you know, being in a plane accident would just scar you. I mean, I don't know how he'll ever get on a plane again.
There's no way, because he already hated flying.
Right.
And his paranoia of flying allowed him to survive, you know, because he was up and gone before it was like, before we got too crazy, you know.
You know what's weird is, and I don't mean this to sound flippant at all, is he's the only guy that I've ever heard of who was paranoid and should have been. I mean, he was the guy who was right, who was paranoid. And all the rest of us are like, dude, that never happens. It's the safest thing in the world. But he was right to be paranoid, and we were wrong.
Yeah, no, man. It's
and I hear he's playing, he's actually doing some drumming again, though. I mean, he's starting to kind of get back into that a little bit, which I know has got to be therapeutic for him to be able to do something that, you know, is so normal for him.
Big time. Yeah, I mean, it's
we haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. I know he's been keeping it, you know, pretty low pro right now, but when you talk to him, please tell him that Kevin and Bean and K-Rock sent him all the very, very best, because you know we love that dude more than anything.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
All right, Rob Dyrdek, the game is Skate It, and it's out today. And you can get it for the Wii or the Nintendo DS. Rob, come back when your new show's on as well.
You got it.
And work on my possum problem, would you? Keep your eyes open.
I'll try to find
in the Fantasy Factory.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Jimmy Kimmel is the host once again this year of the American Music Awards. He joins us in the next half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
You know, no one's immune from all the destruction happening from these wildfires, even celebrities. Interviewed today, I read on CNN.com, with Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future and Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
His home was in Montecito, California, and it is completely gone. Nothing is left.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It was an $11 million home.
Oh!
That is completely destroyed by what they're calling the Tea Fire.
It was set by a cup of tea?
No, it started at the privately owned Tea Garden Estate, about a mile north of Santa Barbara. And it ripped through an area that Oprah Winfrey, Michael Douglas, Rob Lowe, and a lot of celebrities call home. But Lloyd's...
They all live together, right? That group you just mentioned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a studio apartment. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But his has gotten the worst of it. When asked about the film, Lloyd said, "Boy, look at that! All this happens in a couple of minutes!" I just don't get a chance to do my Christopher Lloyd.
You don't get a call for that one much.
Yeah. So I saw this and I was very excited. It's amazing. It's just gone.
Rebuilding it would be too much. You just can't rebuild that. We got to go back, Marty, and fireproof it.
That'd be a good idea.
That's sad to make fun of the guy in this moment. But
you got to take what you get.
I got to do my Chris Lloyd once in a while.
What are you going to do?
Greatest sitcom moment maybe ever for me happened on Taxi with him.
I don't. I never
watched it. Tony Danza. When he was trying to renew his driver's license so he could drive a taxi.
Right.
And he's taking the test, and they think he's too crazy to pass it, so they're helping him cheat. And so he's taking the test, and Tony Danza's sitting him up 5 feet away from him trying to help him. And so Chris Lloyd says to him, "What does a yellow light mean?" And Tony Danza says, "Slow down." What?
I thought I was going to fall off my couch.
One of the greatest jokes ever in a sitcom. Television plans have been made for a biopic of the life and death of Sam Kinison. That would be an interesting story.
Yes.
It is based on the book Brother Sam, The Short and Spectacular Life of Sam Kinison, by Kinison's brother and manager Bill Kinison and Steve Delson. And that book apparently purchased by HBO. And they're going to develop an original film about that story, which I think will be interesting. They've already cast the role. Dan Fogler has been cast to play Sam. You may know Dan Fogler as the lead in Balls of Fury, that ping pong comedy.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yes. Big, sloppy, fat guy who was the lead in that. Good casting, visually at least.
Yep.
He's got the portly quality of Sam Kinison down, but interesting life, and I think that would be a fascinating story to hear about.
A lot of people may not even remember Sam. You don't hear much about him anymore, but he was an immensely popular comedian in the late 80s and early 90s. He died.
Yeah, he did that a lot.
He was a screamer.
Yeah.
Died in a car accident, I guess, on the way to Vegas or something.
But, after he sobered up, by the way.
Yes, after he sobered up, exactly.
That's why sober up, people.
He was a frequent Kevin and Bean guest back in the day, by the way, Ralph.
You still see him quite a bit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. I think you're making that up because, you know, he's dead and he can't say otherwise.
It's really true. We used to have him on a lot.
Yeah, we used to have, Laurence Olivier used to come by, and Elvis. Yeah, we had a lot of guests on Kevin and Bean.
Get my back on Sam Kinison. You remember him coming to the bunch of times, right?
Honestly, I thought, I don't remember having him on.
Kevin doesn't remember the guest you had who just walked out of here in the last hour. Has no idea who that man was.
He didn't remember Rob Dyrdek?
No idea. There's a feud going on.
Uh-oh.
Between Scarlett Johansson and Lindsay Lohan.
I hope they throw down.
Me too. Their clothes. See what
yes.
I did there?
Come on. You made it sexual. Good.
What does a yellow light mean?
Apparently, Lindsay wrote some nasty words about Scarlett Johansson in the ladies' room in a bar in New York City.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is great.
Is this how they're settling their beefs?
Yes.
What's the beef? And where's the beef? I'd like to know.
Come on.
Scarlett Johansson said she's totally baffled over why Lindsay would scrawl vulgar words about her in the stall in a bar. And this happened 2.5 years ago, and they've never settled it, this argument.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
I don't know what the motivation was, Scarlett says. I remember something really vulgar. I mean, shockingly so. I was like, whoa, what? Who are you?
Why is this coming up now, though, if it happened 2.5 years ago?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's in the New York Post today. So maybe it's a slow news day, and they needed to run a picture of Scarlett Johansson showing off her giant cans in a slinky dress.
Yes, I'll give her a
plug. That's a lot of beef.
It sure is. Lindsay Lohan's known for her beef, isn't she?
I believe so.
I've heard that's true, yeah.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
Yeah. That guy by Brandon Davis. Did you hear that story about him getting thrown out of an underground casino in Los Angeles?
Yes.
I don't think I heard that, no.
He was gambling in a underground casino, and he kept showing up, blasted out of his mind, causing trouble, and he had so much debt there that they banned him. They threw him out of the underground casino.
He said his family's cut him off. I didn't know that.
He's been living on people's couches, apparently.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Good times. Deserves it.
Which begs the question, where's the underground casino?
That was my first question.
I have to know how to get in there?
I was thinking, I want to ask where it is, but I'm sure everyone else knows.
No, it's underground. You can't. How would you know if it's underground? It's illegal. Obviously, it's an illegal operation. It's one of those cool sort of speakeasy deals they used to have in the 20s or whatever, where, you know, it's in some basement of some office building someplace.
The article I read said that on the cheapest night, it's a $5,000 buy.
That's what I've heard, too. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
You know, Bean's never going to go.
No.
What?
quarter by a night.
I'd like to buy in for a nickel.
Play with fetchel sticks.
Celebrity birthdays. Comedian Kevin Nealon is 55 years old today. Oscar Nunez, who plays Oscar, oddly enough, on The Office. Very funny guy. He's 50 years old. Elizabeth Perkins is 48. Kirk Hammett of Metallica.
Remember that Breakfast with Metallica? Remember that, Mike?
Oh, man.
So
great.
Best remember?
Day of my life.
You were looking forward to it because you're a huge fan, Mike. Yep. And when you got there... Oh, wait a minute. No, you didn't.
Wait, you weren't there. Yeah. Wasn't it at a dressing room at the Honda Center?
Yeah, it was about the size of this studio. It's probably like 300 square feet.
The room. Yeah. That was so. Yeah. Where were you?
What was that?
I was playing with Metallica. I was on stage.
No,
no, yeah. they were in the room with us.
You were someplace else.
Oh wait, I was at my engagement party.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Seeing how your marriage has turned out, would you have made a different choice if you knew that?
Of course not. My marriage is worth anything. Metallica, Schmishmalica.
Is she listening?
Nice try.
Probably.
Yeah. Owen Wilson is 40 years old today, and Chloe Sevigny is 34. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
All right. It is that time of year again. A wonderful time of year in one respect, because it's the Miss Double December pageant contest, which is going on through KROQ.com. It's a very tough year for people who are trying to actually do some good and raise some money for charity. You see story after story just like this. Because the economy has been so poor lately, families are really, even families with jobs that are doing well are hurting. Imagine how the people who are being left behind are feeling right now. And Kevin, you and your beautiful bride, Melissa, are here. And it's that time of year again where you talk about some of your holiday plans for friendsandhelpers.org.
Yep. We have a charity that we started 17 years ago.
That's a long time.
Friends and Helpers. And it's for victims of abuse.
And you're not done yet? You haven't solved the world's problems yet in all that time?
I'll tell you what is depressing is how many more people we try to help each year. It's depressing that it's not getting smaller. It's really growing.
As Lisa knows, when we started in our old house, and we were sitting on the kitchen floor, and we helped 20 people, and now we're helping 10,000 people.
It's unbelievable how you've grown this.
It's really amazing. Yeah. And stayed married to Kevin, which is, you know, amazing as
Which is nothing but magic.
It's every day I just wake up living the dream.
Right.
I'm, you know, here today to talk to you, the wonderful KROQ listeners who've been so good to us over the years. And this year is really, really hard, and the need is grown again. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today is we do work with abused women. And one out of four women are abused. And there's so much shame that comes with abuse. And so people don't talk about it. They have a really hard time doing that. And at friendsandhelpers.org, and we have it here at KROQ, and it's on the site as well, we are helping a lot of people. And one of the things we're doing, you can adopt a family, but we're doing stockings for kids. And these kids live in centers alone, and they have this. They are the saddest of the sad stories because they've just been abandoned by their families.
Oh, my God.
And for $25, you can just go on the site and press a button. We're going to give these kids stockings with candy, CDs, a T-shirt, and a $25 gift card. $25. You can go split it with a friend, $12.50 each, and then that kid will get something for Christmas. And we really, really need your help in this area. But I've never told this before, and Kevin, I decided that I would, is that I was abused for 3 years. And, you know, I think people kind of had the idea that I was, but nobody wanted to say anything, and I certainly didn't want to say anything until it happened in front of somebody. And it happened really, really bad. And I was lucky enough to get help, and then I married Kevin, so I don't know if that's the good part or the bad part of the story on that.
Well, now it's all heaven.
Yeah.
You know, now everything's good.
Now everything's fantastic. But even now, all these years later, it stays with you. Abuse is not something that leaves you. It's always there. And, you know, people look at me, and all joking aside, they think, oh, your life's so great because you're married to this, again, Kevin.
A wonderful human being.
Wonderful, fantastic human being.
Got a heart of gold.
It's just a... And he's so, you know, and he's so smart.
And you must laugh all day, every day.
And you must laugh all day long. Kevin's so smart as a whip, and he's so quick and so clever.
Hey.
But all kidding aside, you know, Kevin had to put up with a lot to take care of me and bring me in. And I'm grateful for that. Well, there's some people out there who don't have a Kevin. But mine is available if you want him.
But, they can't have a Kevin. There should be some sort of a lottery for everyone at Friends and Helpers where they win Kevin for the next year.
You know what? And you pay $5 and you can enter the lottery, and I would make so much money.
I love that.
There you go.
I'll tell you what sucks, though, is this time of year, the
especially the women who have to run from their abusive husbands, and they have kids, and they don't have a penny to their name, and it's Christmas.
It's horrible.
And they can't provide anything for their kid. I mean, it's so much worse, I think, as a parent than it even would be for a kid, because kids can somehow, you know, get through stuff. But as a parent, you're a total failure if you can't help.
It just breaks your heart if you can't give something to your – I mean, at a minimum, hot Cheetos you should be able to provide your children. Right? You don't even have that.
And the thing is, getting back to the hot Cheetos
– we need to put hot Cheetos in the stockings.
Hey, Cheetos people, friendsandhelpers.org, email me.
Make for a lot of happy kids out there this holiday season, that's for sure.
We're laughing about hot Cheetos, but you know what? Things like making your kids be normal to their peer group is so incredibly enormous. Giving them the candy, giving them the things. Like an iPod Shuffle is $37, people. Do you know what that would mean to a 16-year-old kid for their mother to be able to give them that and so that they could be normal like everybody else? It's an incredible thing. It's things that we take for granted, things that we pick up. Like, Bean, I know you're Mr. Gadget guy. You're the online shopping king. You like to pick up a little thing here or there. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us do things like that. And really, seriously, you guys, everything helps. Please don't underestimate that everything you can do helps. $5 helps. You know, if you get five friends together, all $5, and you get a stocking together, that makes an enormous difference in what we're doing. And because we've been doing this for so long, let me tell you, today is Kevin's and our eldest daughter's birthday. And usually by now, we would be a lot farther along, and we are not getting the calls that we usually get because, you know, people are really holding back. They're worried. And these kids deserved at
least. That's why we have to impeach Obama, Melissa. Well, I mean, seriously, look at what he's done to this country.
He's ruining it. I know. I voted for him. I don't know what the problem is.
But that was 2 weeks ago. What's he done for you lately?
I know.
You
know? I got to get to him.
Let's take a call real quick, if you don't mind. Let's talk to Daniel in Costa Mesa. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, I wanted to call in. I was actually listening to you guys while I was driving my girlfriend to work, and I remember when I was actually 7, my mom had to get away from my dad because she was a battered wife. We were living in the car. We had just actually gotten my grandparents to take us in, and my mom had nothing, absolutely nothing. And I remember coming out on Christmas morning, actually waking up my mom, and first thing I said to her was, you know, it's okay. We don't want anything. We have you, and we're okay with that. And,
which you didn't believe, but no, it was your only option.
You're a good kid.
You're a good kid. No, dude, it was hard on her. She was fucked. Yep. I just stopped. I thought I'm saying something bad. But, yeah, I remember going out, and we had a small little, you know, Charlie Brown tree, and kind of pathetic, but there were presents under it. And I kind of looked at my mom because I had no idea, and my mom broke into tears, and she said, if you believe it, we actually have the radio to thank for this. And I didn't find out until years later it was you guys that had helped us out.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Really?
I wanted to go on and say thanks.
Oh my God.
Are you sure it wasn't Big Boy? Are you positive it was Kevin and Bean and Friends and Helpers?
Thank you, Daniel, so much for calling us.
And
one of the things that we try not to do is take credit for it too much because we want the moms to be able to say Merry Christmas. You know, we don't want them to have to – it doesn't say our name all over to whatever. We want the moms to feel like they're giving it to them.
I know. I literally just found this out about 2 years ago that it was you guys had helped out.
Wow.
Well, you know, because we want to give the moms back their self-esteem.
Daniel, I'm glad you called. How are you and your mom doing?
Oh, she's great now.
I'm so glad.
Good. And that's awesome.
She's doing really good, but I want you guys are so great that I'm doing a lot better myself in life now. I donate to you guys every single year as much as I can.
Thank you so much.
And anyone who's listening, guys, please do the same. I can't tell you what it meant to me.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Well, you're a good kid. Somehow it seems like a setup, but I'm gonna trust that it's all real and you're not an actor that Melissa's paid. But thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it, Daniel.
You know, it's like you hear stories like that. I want to tell you this one really fast story. We have a lady who asked for a blood pressure machine for her son because every single day she had to take him to the emergency room and wait 3 or 4 hours to get his blood pressure checked.
Oh.
And that blood pressure machine was $49. And somebody adopted that family and bought them the blood pressure machine, changed their whole life just not having to go to the emergency room. And she just didn't have the $49.
Right, right.
And I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And you bring up some fantastic examples, by the way, of things that are really cheap that make such a huge difference to somebody who can't afford even that because they have nothing. You have a great website, by the way, friendsandhelpers.org, where you talk about the various holiday events that are coming up, the wrapping party and whatnot. You say here that you have a list of over 500 families, 1,000 teens in Los Angeles, and another 1,000 teens in Orange County, New Orleans, that are going to receive stockings from the donations that you get this year, right?
And I need those stocking donations desperately. I'm, when people call and I answer the phone, they're like, it's not really Melissa, right? I'm like, it is really Melissa. And I sit on the floor for 20 hours at a time. You will talk to me. I will help. I will be so grateful for you. You have no idea.
So there's a bunch of ways. I'm sorry, but we do have to kind of wrap this up.
I got
to
go.
Friendsandhelpers.org is the website. We do have a bunch of different ways that you can give. You can click on it to PayPal, you know, $5, $10, if that's all you have.
$100,000.
You can click on the Adopt a Stocking, if that's what you'd like to do. And the one other thing that I think I'm most proud of my wife for doing is, and I always say this because I'm impressed by it, according to the IRS, you have to give 5% of the money raised to the people that it's for. 95% can be for overhead and everything else.
Unbelievable.
By their laws. So, and ours is 100%, and I'm really proud of that because there are very few that are able to do that. Everything is taken care of except for if you get a family or you donate a stocking, that $25 is going to go to a stocking to a kid.
That's great.
So it's not overhead.
We do this all out of Kevin's and my house.
you guys are awesome.
If you can find me a family with some Asian teenage girls, I will adopt them.
No, that's not.
Do I not understand how it works?
No, yes. You do.
Yes, I do.
Nope. If I could just run interference, I'm going to say
nope. And I want
visitation.
Nope.
There's a sign that says no being allowed. Yes. I don't know.
I may be missing the point.
Friendsandhelpers.org. And thank you to everyone who has supported in the past.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
There's this guy named Jimmy Kimmel who hosts the show on ABC, but that's not enough for him. Now he's got to also host the American Music Awards one more time this Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the same network.
He's Jimmy a Kimmel freak.
Well, I don't know about that, but he does join us live on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Jims.
Good morning, and how dare you. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, congratulations. I saw an article. Of course, these days, they put the ratings in the paper. I saw an article the other day that said Jimmy Kimmel Live, your talk show, is having the best ratings it's had in like a couple of years right now. Some of the biggest numbers you've had in forever. What's going on over there?
We've got thousands of people watching this show every night.
Literally like 2,000, right?
Thousands.
Oh, more than that.
I won't specify how many thousands.
Wow.
But yes, thank you very much. Hey,
I don't watch the show. I don't care for it. But why is it that people are tuning in so much right now?
I have no idea. I don't watch it either.
Okay.
I think there's the fires are what attract them.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I was listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
Before I came on, and I'm confused because my snooze button kept going. You give toys to battered women?
No.
What do we want with toys?
No, that isn't what it is, Jimmy.
Do you give pantyhose to children?
I don't think you might need to.
I'm very confused.
Listen to that again.
Thing.
Let me tell you something about Jimmy, who's too kind to mention this. Every single year, he gives us anything we want as far as green room passes and backstage and meet him and go to his show and all kinds of different stuff.
Well, let me tell you another thing about Jimmy. He just went on friendsandhelpers.org and made a little donation.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So there you go.
There are a few people that are on the cover of GQ that I can count on personally. You know?
That's pretty
and
cool.
And he's pretty much it.
Oh, I
By
disagree.
The way.
I think you can count on everyone on the cover of GQ.
Yeah. Where's LeBron James making his donation, Kevin? That's what you would know. Jimmy, what about that? I have to imagine if you're you and you get the phone call that GQ's on the phone and they want you to do a cover shoot, that you have to think somehow it's just Cousin Sal playing another one of his wacky pranks on you.
You know what? It's funny when you think back to what I assume you guys are still wearing every day. What we would wear like was essentially what Madras shorts and whatever T-shirt was free that week.
Yep.
Yeah, it might be the second day in a row you wore the shirt, depending on how early you get up.
Yes, it seems ironic that I would wind up on the cover of GQ, but alas, there I was.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
hilarious. It's so funny. Like I really thought it was one of those like Mad Magazine joke issues that they put out on the stand sometimes when I saw it. I couldn't figure that one out. Because you're not, let's be honest, you're not, you look good on your show, but you're not exactly known as a fashion icon.
No, unless I have a gator dress me, I'm lost.
Right, exactly. Now, Jim, you got snubbed for Emmy hosting duties, but they're going to let you have the little brother known as the American Music Awards.
By the way, the little brother could very easily outrate the Emmys this year. So, you know, screw them, right?
What? Yeah. was the Emmy the horrible idea of the five hosts?
Was the Emmys what? The
Which show was it that just had the five?
Yeah, that was the five hosts. Yeah.
They did that instead of Jimmy, right?
That was maybe the worst thing I've ever seen. Maybe.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly for me, though, because I didn't really have to even do anything, and everyone was telling me how great I would have been.
Right, exactly. It's the best.
That's what I like. No effort at all.
The AMAs of all the award shows, and I know that there's not a lot of K-Rock music on the show, but there are a lot of, you know, artists that I enjoy looking at, like Rihanna and Taylor Swift and the Pussycat Dolls and stuff like that. They really, I think this is the show, Jimmy, that has the most musical performances of any show on television throughout the year. Am I right about that?
Yes, I literally have 11 seconds to do my monologue this year. There are so many performances.
Oh, good. So they're cutting you way back. That's good to see.
It is going to air on Sunday night on ABC at 8 o'clock. Christina Aguilera, Kanye West, Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, Pink. Oh, your friends, the Jonas Brothers, and I understand you're trying to join that band, Jimmy. They're going to be there.
Yeah.
Leona Lewis, the New Kids on the Block reunion is going to be there. That's got to be something you never thought would intersect with your real life.
Yeah, how is this a reunion? They were on my show like a year and a half ago. I don't get it. Did they break up again in the meantime?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure your show counts, if I can be honest.
Maybe you're right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a good show to masturbate to, though.
Okay.
Really
all right, good.
Hey, wow. Jim, one more thing. Since the last time we had you on, you had your Feast of the San Gennaro in Los Angeles, which gets bigger and bigger every year, that you and Adam and the guys put on. And Psycho Mike, you had a complaint for Mr. Kimmel that you wanted to air.
Well, I'd never played bingo in my life until this year. I went to the San Gennaro Feast, and now I'm literally addicted to bingo. My wife and I go out and seek it out like hot nightclubs.
Well, you're well on your way to senior citizenship.
It really is a game for old people. You just sit there and they go, B10, and you go, nope.
I will tell you, though. He's right, though. Bingo is way underrated. And if you've ever gone to Vegas and gone into a place, you know, they have casinos that have bingo.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
You can't believe how much fun it is.
It's not fun. It's stupid.
No, Kevin, you of all people would especially love
it. No, I wouldn't. Here's a really quick funny story about a friend of mine who was playing bingo in Vegas, and I was mocking him. I was like, this is the dumbest game. It's for old people. This is stupid. You never go. $10,000.
Oh, are you kidding me?
The guy won it like within 30 seconds of me mocking him. He won $10,000. I was like, can I get a card? Of course not.
And I'll tell you another thing. If you're nice to the caller, they'll let you put your nuts in the ball machine.
I wasn't aware of that.
That's a good tip because I don't think I would have thought of that.
There is a flow of air that is just one of the most incredible things you've ever seen.
All right, good.
We have learned a little something.
Make a note.
All right, before we hang up on Jimmy, the American Music Awards are this Sunday at 8 o'clock on ABC. If you'd like to be there in person to see all the stars we just mentioned and to see Mr. Kimmel doing some hosting, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to hook you up, starting with caller 10, with a pair of tickets to be in the audience for the show this Sunday. And how about this? We'll throw in a Guitar Hero World Tour for Xbox 360 for each caller 2. Caller 10 through 14, you win that stuff.
And so Jim, some kind of after party, I think, where they get to go home and sleep with Jim.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you sound good, Jim. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's good. You know, I really can't complain, you know?
Well, that's true.
No, everything's going fine. It's, you good. Know, I got to do this, and then it'll be over with, and then I'll sail right into Christmas.
Fantastic. Well, we always love having you on the show. I wish we could see you in person more often, but maybe we'll make it happen soon.
I'm a big fan. Thanks.
You
live in Alaska, though, now, right?
Maybe you could go up to Alaska and visit Bean and Sarah Palin.
Yes, I am going. You know what I'm going to do? Bean and I are going to go hunting on his farm.
Fantastic.
You and me and Governor Palin. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
Ralph has our final look at the Showbiz Beat coming up in a minute. First, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. What are people calling about this morning?
Well, we had a guest. I'm so confused about the days. I don't know. Okay, yesterday afternoon, the day before in the afternoon, maybe it was Saturday at night. I don't know.
Who are you talking about?
Mike Shinoda.
Oh, okay.
I know this one. That's the Wednesday 3 a.m. Kevin and Bean show.
Yes.
This is when Mike Shinoda was on.
Now, here's my favorite part. So, he does that whole thing, and now he's not positive we know who he's talking about. So he goes,
"I'm Linkin Park."
We didn't bring it up with Mike on the Wednesday 3 a.m. show, but isn't it true that he's heard the joke, understands that his name, by coincidence, sounds like the song My Sharona, and perhaps doesn't love it as much as you do?
No, no, that's not true. Loves it more than anyone.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
So always do it to him if you
always.
See him.
Always.
Okay.
And finds nothing more funny. You can do something called text to landline, where you text something, and then a computer voice has to say,
gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure if we have a 7-year-old or a girl, but everyone seems to be doing the Bean impression.
Why is the dollar so low?
I think that was a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah. Not bad.
You guys think your ShamWow is something special, don't you?
Yeah.
It is.
Half hour infomercial about the thing is supposed to soak up 7,000 times its weight in whatever.
Right.
Here is a very moving testimonial.
My wife recently ran out of tampons. She decided to use a ShamWow. She now has the vagina of an 80-year-old Ethiopian woman. Oh. ShamWow.
Oh, my God.
See, guys, it sucked up every drop of moisture, Kevin.
It's not enough that she's 80. She has to be Ethiopian.
ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid.
Exactly.
I got news for you, dude. ShamWow is nothing compared to this next product.
Yeah. Think you're all high and mighty with your ShamWow. Well, you know what? It's all about the mighty putty, you know what I'm saying? You got none on the ShamWow. ShamWow blows compared to mighty putty. It holds everything. It's strong. The Germans don't make it. The good old U.S. of A.
Mighty putty.
What's a mighty putty?
I have not seen the mighty putty.
I don't know, but apparently it holds everything, and
wow.
It kicks ShamWow's ass.
It's like a battle now.
So there you go.
It's a super-powered epoxy, apparently.
Really? Oh, is that, you already looked it up.
I did.
In the 10 seconds quick. Since the guy said it.
Mighty Putty does it all. Build, restore, repair. Fill it, mold to any shape, seal leaks, sand it, paint it, drill it. Supports up to 350 pounds. Just apply and let dry.
Jeez.
I'd like to drill it.
Do you know if there's an in and out at the Marriott? How far away that might be from the ground?
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
Oh, he's the best. He's the best, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to know when the new Kim and Bean CD is going to come out, because I'm getting tired of playing the old 2008 one that came out last year. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that already sold out. I'm really sorry. We're getting a lot of email on that. This year's Kevin and Bean Christmas CD already gone.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, we sold them online this year, and then we sold the rest of them at Acoustic Christmas. Remember we had Acoustic Christmas last week and we did those concerts? We sold the rest of the CDs there, so everything's done now for the year.
I remember Acoustic Christmas.
So sorry. Maybe you can get them on eBay. Maybe you can get them on eBay. I don't know. But good luck with that.
All right.
Kevin's scared of a possum. Kevin's scared of a possum. Kevin's scared of a possum. I wish everybody could see those blood red eyes looking right through me, and that Kevin's kind of a possum sitting on his driveway. I threw a box at it. I said the word boo. I hit it with a broomstick. I ran over with my car. I've been scared a long time, possum him.
F you.
Karen, microphones were there.
And what is up with that? Lisa, 8:56 now, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Lindsay Lohan
wants to keep her options open. According to the Sun tabloid, she has proposed to her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson, that they have an open relationship so she can scratch her itch for Wang Bone. Apparently, while Sam was spinning records at a London nightclub called China White, Lindsay was in the VIP room flirting with all the boys.
Mm.
Friends of the couple said that... Lindsay has told Sam she loves her more than anything, but she can't help her attraction to the opposite sex. She thinks they should come to some sort of understanding. Lindsay would like an open relationship where she can, in their quote, explore her heterosexuality without feeling guilty.
I like men now.
Nor sneaking around. So,
doesn't Sam provide her with the wing bone?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think she's got. She's.
I think it's the one male attribute she lacks.
Yeah,
is the wang bone.
Chicks love wang bone.
I love that phrase. I'm just sort of exploring my heterosexuality right now.
Yeah, it's like, never been
she's
said
never
before.
Done that
no,
before.
It's always the other way around.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I think she's explored that plenty.
Yes.
What I
heard, like meat
thrice at a time.
Airtight.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
Yes. He's a legendary hype man.
On the set of the NBC drama Medium, security had to eject a unruly extra who was making a problem on the set of the series, which stars Patricia Arquette. Apparently, no one stopped to realize it was actually Sacha Baron Cohen in his identity as the outrageous gay fashion reporter Bruno.
Yay.
I love him.
He was just effing with people for his own amusement. No word on whether he was actually filming it for his new feature film based on that character. But
same guy that did Borat. He's
everyone
awesome.
Thought one of the extras was just losing their mind, and they had tossed him off the set, and it turned out to be Sacha Baron Cohen undercover. So,
what's fun about these movies is that you get these reports, you know, out of all over the world leading up to the movie of him getting thrown out of this place, getting thrown out of that place.
Yeah.
It's great publicity.
It really is. Britney Spears, she's going through some tough times, man.
What's going on? I thought she was doing good.
Apparently she did an interview for the British News. It's going to air on Sky, which is one of their networks over there, on December the 1st. And apparently during the interview, she admits that her new image is a sham. A weeping Britney says she's still going through difficult times, and she would be freer if she was in prison.
What?
Dude, that sounds rough.
She what? Off her meds.
What does she mean? It's not the real her. What does that mean? Because she's hot now. Why would
she's
she say that?
She's trying to bring, you know, her career back with this image, but she's not the happy-go-lucky together person she seems to be in her bounced-back image.
Fat girl's fat.
No, she's not fat anymore. Oh, she's just fat. Miserable. No.
Fat inside.
Apparently, during the documentary, she cries to the interviewer saying, "There's no excitement in my life. There's no passion. I have really good days, then I have bad days. Even when you go to jail, you know there's a time when you're going to get out. But in this situation, it's never ending. It's just like Groundhog Day every day."
Why, Brittany? Why? Wow.
Wow. Sounds rough. Yeah.
No, she seems balanced. This is good.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Hey, we're going to get a whole lot of Britney in about, I think it's about 2 weeks, maybe a little less now. Her new album comes out, and she's going to do a slew of TV appearances and interviews, and it's all going to start up again, and we'll see how well she holds up.
Sounds like she's already crumbling and hasn't even started yet.
Hasn't even begun.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Comedian Kevin Nealon turns 55 years old. Oscar Nunez from The Office turns 50. Elizabeth Perkins is 48. Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 46. Owen Wilson turns 40. Chloe Sevigny is 34. And Mickey Mouse celebrates his 80th birthday today. 80 years ago today, the very first Mickey Mouse cartoon was released into theaters.
What's
Kevin,
good
of course,
for 80?
You know the title?
Of the first Mickey
the
Mouse?
The very first Mickey Mouse cartoon?
No.
That's right. Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
The legendary Steamboat Willie.
I think Ralph was banking on maybe you heard it earlier today when he mentioned it.
I wouldn't know it next hour.
And the first person to do the voice of Mickey the Mouse, Kevin?
Mickey the Mouse?
Yeah.
Bean?
I believe it was Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Walt voiced Disney. Him himself, yes. Here's all the Mickey trivia you need for the day.
Yep.
Now you can do it to your friends. Do you want to hear Christopher Lloyd again?
No, not really.
I might never have a chance to Christopher
all
Lloyd
right.
Again.
All right.
My house has burned down.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For your consideration.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And thanks to all of our very special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including Rob Dyrdek. His new video game is called Skate It. It is out available today on Wii and Nintendo DS. And apparently it's lots of fun, says Kevin.
It is next.
Also, thanks
you
to Jimmy
get a job
Kimmel
as a reviewer for games.
I know. I could bring it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, of course, the host of his own late night TV show on ABC, and he'll be doing double duty this Sunday. He hosts the American Music Awards at 8 o'clock on the same channel. I want to thank Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. TMZ Television airs weeknights on Channel 11 at 6:30. Thanks to the lovely Melissa Ryder for stopping by. Friendsandhelpers.org is the site if you want to donate, help out a family in Southern California that needs a little something extra this holiday season. By the way, a lot of emails since the interview earlier this hour with people who say the site is down. They're getting an error message. I think that's good news because I think it means that the KROQ listeners have overloaded the site in going to it.
It's built to hold like four people at a time.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't explain
but,
it.
So please make a note of it and try again later in the day or later in the week and do make your donation. And we thank you in advance for that. And also thanks to the early contestants who have already written to us via KROQ.com to compete for Miss Kevin and Bean. Double December 2009. Got a good crop have already on day one.
Have you seen this batch?
One.
Yes. Yes.
Like the first half year. Dozen are all worthy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good year.
We were trying to figure out why we weren't getting any submissions, and it turns out Lightning was bogarting them in the other office.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you want to see them?
Yeah. Yes! We'd like to see them. He's got a dam built over there for all the pictures.
If you are 21 or over, ladies, and you'd like to represent the Kevin and Bean Show and go to Acoustic Christmas and Weenie Roast with us and lots of other good stuff by being Miss Double December, then you need to go to KROQ.com and fill out the application. And I guess you got until the end of the day Monday to apply.
This afternoon, I kid you not, President-elect Obama does not take office for 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, you're
2 months
right.
From this month.
This afternoon, we're going to talk to a woman who's already got a website up, and we've been working on her for about a week and a half, by the way, that she wants to impeach Obama.
Finally. Finally, someone's stepping up and saying the right thing to do. What has he changed? What has he changed? All this promise of change for the country. What has he changed?
Not a damn
since
thing.
Since he became president. That's right. Not one goddamn thing.
He doesn't really
thing.
Take over for 2 months.
Well, whatever.
That's his excuse. Now you're playing that
so
card,
so you're saying
too?
He's lazy. He's lazy, and you're fine with that.
He's not our president for 2 months, really.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to impeach him.
What's your point?
Which I find funny. So anyway, that's this afternoon. Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. And then tomorrow we have a huge show as well, and there's funny people.
How many shows do we do?
Too many.
25.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
Saturdays, afternoons, mornings?
Donkey too many, shows. Dude.
Is K-Rock just out of other people?
Yes, we're doing donkey shows. Yes.
We're doing.
I like meat.
I think we're doing the flashback lunch starting Friday, too. I'm not sure how that works, but it's getting crazy.
Where's Louis Cage and Nick Sabic and all these other people?
Where are those people when we need them?
At least Cat Corbin continues.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde. We are on from 5 to 6 p.m. now.
And we will have Metallica tickets that you can win later on this hour. Plus, we're going to be talking to someone who's running a Facebook group with thousands of members already, and her goal, to impeach Obama. Now, to us, that seems a little premature, but we'll give her a chance to explain it to us coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde.
It's the Dom Likas Show.
Featuring
me, Dom Likas. No. The show that is not hosted by a right-wing rhythm. We're going to back up. No.
You're not. This isn't your show, Tom. What are you doing here? This
show
isn't your
show.
About
what you really care about. Here's the number you're going to need at 1-800-500-DOM is the number.
This is not your show, Tom.
This is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Bean.
Black Friday. Weird Wednesday. Terrific Thursday.
It's Tuesday.
Is it? Tuesday.
What you got?
Taco Tuesday.
Oh. Actually, I'd like to see some of that. It's very true. Tom, did you show up at the wrong building or something today? This isn't your show. This isn't your station. You're not on this frequency right now.
Call it now. 1-800-500-DOM is the number.
Yeah, it's not your show,
the
Tom.
The show that talks about what you really care about. Mm.
What is wrong with you?
I'm taking over the airwaves, baby. Everyone loves me. Loves my show.
I don't know if you've checked the ratings lately, but nobody loves you or your show anymore. Yeah. You are fat and alone at this point, Tom.
K-Rock has syndicated me. They took me, and I'll be K-Rock. Let's try to find a guy to take out.
You're not on K-Rock.
Really?
At all, ever, anywhere.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right. The point is that no one is listening to you anymore. And now it sounds kind of sad that you just have to bust in on other people's shows where people are listening.
Crack in the ass. Dump that bitch.
No one's talking to you.
How long has it been since you've had an actual conversation where you answer and then we answer, that kind of thing?
Do you care?
Not really.
Didn't think so.
We're going to talk about...
Is he okay? Somebody hit him in the back or something?
Tom?
I like wine.
You like wine?
What about the wine show on the weekend?
A nice bottle of wine. Give it a crack in the ass.
Well, you don't give wine a crack in the ass.
That wine. Drink it.
Doesn't make any sense.
How to get more tail for less. Don't spend more than $20 on that bitch.
What are you talking about? I don't even understand what you're saying.
I like wine.
You like wine?
Okay. Yeah, we know that.
Congratulations.
Apparently you like food, too, based on what I'm seeing right now.
Really?
Do you
care? Black Friday. Crack of the ass. Dump that bitch. Attention,
all right.
Lord.
All right.
Really?
It's like he's got a string in his back that he has certain phrases he can say if you pull the string, but that's it.
On me.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Do you care? Okay. Thank you, Tom, for stopping by. Good to see you.
Why not? Crack one.
Okay, you said that.
I mentioned crack in the ass. Did I get that one?
You did.
Oh, I'm so lonely. I'm sad, fat man. You know any fart chicks? I like fart chicks.
All right, Tom. We got to go.
Yeah. Poor fart chicks will date me for money and hockey and wine.
All right,
I'm sad. Be my friend. Really. Do you care? Didn't think so.
I think he's dying.
I'm sad.
All right?
I'm going to go now. Goodbye, everyone. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde program, and that's pretty much what I have right now. That's it.
It sounded like you were going to say more.
I know. I was going to say a lot more, but...
Oh, wow. Ralph has the showbiz beat coming up in a few minutes. And, of course, like every day, we got Metallica tickets you can win before 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock today, by the way, Nicole kicks off another 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music. It was 2 weeks ago tonight, Kevin, that we heard these words on our CNN.
And CNN can now project that Barack Obama, 47 years old, will become the president-elect of the United States.
Mr. Obama had a pretty short honeymoon if he looks to Ellen Finnegan, because she's running a Facebook page to impeach the dude. Now, am I wrong, or has he not taken over yet? He's not in office yet, right?
I'm pretty sure January 20th is when he takes over.
This would be like getting married and then getting annulled before the wedding night.
Yeah,
essentially.
All right. Well, I think I'm on board because, frankly, he promised a whole bunch of change and nothing has changed yet. So, but let's find out what Ellen has to say. And she joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on the Cinco de la Tarde program. Hey, Ellen, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
You've got to be tired of this Obama, man. He has been doing nothing for this country. Let's throw the bum out. Am I right?
I think we need to be ready to do so if needed. And I believe that it will be needed.
Is your theory, and I've looked at a little bit of your Facebook page, is your theory that almost no one lives up to the responsibilities of the oath that they take when they become president, and therefore almost every president does something that he should be impeached for?
I think every president does a lot that he should be impeached for. I think that the office of the president was originally designed to be quite limited in scope, and as the years go on, we just see the powers continue to expand. The checks and balances in our government are disintegrating. The presidents are having more and more power as we go along. And what it results in is unconstitutional wars, tens of thousands of innocent people in other countries being killed as a result of our president's actions.
I think it's safe to say that the checks and balances have never been stronger than in the last 8 years. Are you guys with me?
Hey, Ellen, I have to assume then you had a impeach Bush website?
I didn't start one, but I joined one. Back in February when I first joined Facebook, I pretty much thought of my groups as like bumper stickers I would put on my car. That's about the level of seriousness this was at.
Right.
I joined an impeached George W. Bush group, and I created one for Barack, Hillary, and John McCain.
Nice. You were prepared.
So no one can do any right by you.
What's that?
So it doesn't matter who was president. You were ready to impeach them.
Look, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe I'm a Ron Paul Republican. I'm a libertarian. I believe that we need limited government.
Right.
If you don't believe in limited government, you believe in unlimited government. And I think we can all agree that's a bad, bad idea. The Constitution is the cornerstone of freedom in this country because it does put limits on government. It's like if you get a job, right? You have a job description. The people who hire you are going to be pretty mad if you go beyond the scope of your job and start doing things that you're not allowed to do. I think... As Americans, we don't need to be cheerleaders for these guys. We need to be watchdogs.
I agree with you in principle, and a lot of people seem to forget that the president works for us, not the other way around, and we really should have more say in the matter. And I do agree that each man who takes office, and soon woman who takes office, seems to expand the office as much as they can. But isn't the Constitution kind of specific about the things that a president can be impeached for? I mean, isn't it pretty limited? It's treason and one or two other things, maybe?
Well, I think the term is high crimes and misdemeanors, mm-hmm. And that's a pretty vague term. I think hundreds of books have been written about, you know, what constitutes a high crime and a misdemeanor.
Right.
But I think...
Do any of them involve a guy who hasn't taken over the presidency yet for another 2 months?
Look, all I'm saying is, I think even if you're not a strict constitutionalist or a libertarian, I think we just the people in this country need to get on board with the idea that we need to be paying closer attention to what our president is doing and whether or not it's lawful. You know, we're supposed to be a country of laws, not a country of men.
But isn't there some kind of a step between watching what they're doing and already having a site up to impeach a guy who hasn't taken over for 2 months?
I understand what you're saying, and I understand why a lot of people are reacting this way. It was a long 8 years under the Bush administration. People were really excited about Obama, but basically, Obama has told us what he wants to do. It's not a mystery what he's going to do when he becomes president. He has outlined for 2 years his plans and his platform and his strategy. In my opinion, it's hardly any different from President Bush's. So we kind of know what to expect. I don't think it's that out of line to sort of say, you know, before he gets... If we can start preemptive wars, then I can say preemptively that we should impeach Barack Obama. How about that?
Mm. So if he shows up in a striped tie and you believe he should wear one with the stars on it, boom, he's out of there, right? He's gone.
What do you mean?
Well, he's suggesting that high crimes and misdemeanors is kind of hard line to reach. And perhaps it sounds like you think every president, every little thing they do, we should toss them out. That's really not very easy.
Well, we're not going to have a president for a really long time.
No. I think the president should do what he's allowed to do in the Constitution.
Right.
But, and if we want him to be able to do more stuff, we should amend the Constitution.
I gotcha. Do you think if Ron Paul, and I guess Ron was your guy, if he had been elected, would he have been able to be the strict constitutionalist that you would have liked to have been? Or is that not the way our government is set up to run anymore?
I mean, basically, our government and our two-party system is controlling this country, which is basically a one-party system, which is the war party. And they immediately dismiss from the table of discussion in this country anything that's not that doesn't support all of the establishment's ideas. Politicians are pragmatists. Right, the people who get to the top are the ones who are the most ass-kissing, glad-handing, compromising individuals who are willing to compromise pretty much anything, say anything, do anything to get to the top. That's who we reward, which is why it's only that much more important for us to be paying attention to what our presidents are doing and to keep those limits on them. Like Jefferson said, chain them down by the chains of the Constitution.
I wish Ron Paul would have been less crazy. He would have been a good candidate.
I do, too.
Yeah,
because
he
had some good ideas. Ellen, you seem like such a smart woman, and you're obviously very passionate, but wow, are you no fun. I got to tell you, I want President Obama to go in there, and I want him to party down in the White House, and I want it to be all good and light and happy and fun.
He's going to kill a lot more people. That's the only thing that our president seemed to be very good at.
That's not what I'm looking for.
What are you basing that on?
The last 100 years of American history.
Okay, so let's say practically that he comes in, he takes the oath of office, you think he needs to be kicked out. We're going right into another election, Ellen. I would kill myself if that happened.
No, it's President Biden at that point, and then President Biden gets 48 hours in the chair before Ellen kicks him out.
But then who?
Keep going down the line of succession.
Speaker of the House or whatever.
The way it works in Ellen's America is everyone gets a chance to be president if you just hang on.
You know, I'm kind of a hard ass. What can I say?
Yeah, you're not very
kind
fun.
Of hard.
But listen, can I just make one more point?
Yes, then we got to go, Ellen.
I think the scariest thing about this whole experience with the Facebook group, you know, which was basically started as kind of a, you know, bumper sticker, is the level of vitriol and anger that has been directed at me personally as a result. And I just think we need to keep in mind, citizens of our country need to remember that dissent is not the same thing as hate.
Listen, that's a good point. That was my biggest complaint during the entire election season, is if you didn't agree with the war, you were anti-American. If you didn't agree with, you were anti-whatever, and it's just that stupid.
It's totally stupid. I know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but
You are crazy, first of all.
Thank you. But I do think that there's people say it can't happen here, but I do think there's a real threat that this country is leaning in the direction of fascism. And I think the threat comes from the left as well as the right. And that's what I've realized throughout this whole thing.
I think the threat comes from Facebook groups.
That's an excellent point. Radio talk show.
You should do a search, K-Rock listeners, on Facebook or just online anywhere for Impeach Obama. Our guest name is Ellen Finnegan. And Ellen, I've got some advice for you. I want you to get a couple of drinks in you and have some unsafe sex. And just really go for it, all right?
All right.
Maybe go on a date. Nice. I don't know. You got to do something that's fun. You're a killjoy.
Go see Role Models or something. You'll like it. All right, Ellen, thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. We enjoyed it.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
We have a winner. Gave away the Metallica tickets for the Forum show. We'll have more for you tomorrow. Ralph has joined us in the studio this afternoon with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Why do I have to do Showbiz by candlelight in this studio?
Is it too dark? Dark outside, dark inside.
They put us at a different studio to do the afternoon show.
Yeah.
And there's one light bulb in the corner, and I think Abe Lincoln's busy using it to read his law books by. But the rest of the room is just in deep, thick darkness.
They are not spending an incredible amount of money on upkeep.
No, they're not.
Is my answer.
Or on us, for that matter.
No.
Yeah. Let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
All right.
Congratulations to P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Do-A-Diddy. Do-A-Day. He got a new gig.
Oh, good.
Sean Puff Daddy Combs is scheduled to appear in the hit TV show CSI Miami.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. The rapper and mogul will play a federal prosecutor in two episodes. Oh. That's ironic. A rapper playing a federal prosecutor.
It is.
Usually they're across the table from each other.
See, they're going to
rappers and
here.
Prosecutors.
That's funny. You call him Diddy a rapper.
See, that's what I'm saying. Well, no. Whatever he does.
What do you think of him as an actor? I know he got pretty good notices for that Monsters Ball movies and some Broadway since then. Do you like him at all, Ralph?
I thought he was serviceable in Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw him in Raisin in the Sun, which was his big pet project.
Right.
And I thought he was just marginal.
Just okay.
Weak sauce compared to the rest of the cast.
Just barely. I think a lot of it was people were like, wow, he's much better than I thought he would be. So there was a lot of sort of positive backlash for that role. But I thought it was just sort of okay. Especially that. Given Sidney Poitier had originated that role in the movies. It was just so amazing. But he will be on a two-episode arc on CSI Miami. I can't wait for Horatio to lower his sunglasses. Say,
just got a little darker in here.
By the way, Sean released a statement in the new issue of Allure magazine, did an interview, where he talked about his manscaping.
I'm sorry?
Oh, good. We wanted to know about that.
I knew you had questions, Lisa, so I'm here to provide the answers. I shave and groom my private areas, Sean told Allure magazine. It's a better presentation for me. If men require women to go through the pain, we should return the favor. Look, if it's hurting, whatever you're doing down there to keep your manscaping happening, you should not do it.
Shouldn't Unless, hurt.
Shouldn't, if you're just grooming and shaving.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that much about Diddy. I got to be honest.
Yep, I agree.
Don't you like the idea of a nice smooth Diddy down there?
No.
Oh, can't beat a nice smooth Diddy.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
HBO has announced plans to make a TV movie about the life and times of Sam Kinison.
Oh, that'd be good.
Comedian, actor, who died early in life in a car accident.
Not a big Hollywood ending, but...
No, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Based on the book Brother Sam, written by his brother and manager Bill Kinison. It's been greenlit, and Dan Fogler has been cast to play Sam. He's the actor from Balls of Fury. You may remember him as the big fat guy who was the lead in that ping pong comedy with Christopher Walken.
Big singer in the 70s, too.
No, I think it's Dan Fogelberg.
Guy saying longer than these fishes. Dan. Yeah, I know who you're talking
early
about.
Early 70s. Fogelberg.
Good guy, yeah.
Different.
No. Seems like you're too old to play Sam Kinison, to tell you the truth.
Different!
But, hey, if you say so, Ralph.
Different.
Not the same guy?
Not the same guy.
All right. Sam Kinison was funny, by the way.
He was funny.
He's a really funny comedian.
Remember Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, yes.
One of the first film appearances I remember him having, where he played Rodney's teacher. And just got into his face. Ah! Just screaming in his face. And Rodney just looking at him like he was crazy. Struck me as funny. Speaking of movies, movie stars and celebrities are losing their home in the wake of this horrible fire season we've been having. Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future played Doc Brown in those movies and, of course, was on the TV series Taxi. He has lost his $11 million home.
Mm-hmm.
He told Good Morning America that it's all gone. This happened in a matter of minutes, he said. Actually, he said, this happened in a matter of minutes.
Ralph, how long was the thought process from the time you saw that his was the house that was lost to, hey, I can do that voice?
I went, yes! So I'm the only person in Southern California who's actually happy that Christopher Lloyd's house burned down. Because I was like, I can dust off my old Doc Brown impression.
Not a lot of call for the Back to the Future.
Do not get a chance to do that very often. Universal Studios, usually, when I walk around, it's the only time I get to do it.
Is there anything that Marty can do for him?
Marty, we've got to go back in time and fireproof my house!
Okay, Doc.
Nice. Little Michael.
The guy showed what he's made of, and it's mostly heart.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. Kanye West.
Tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. You guys are going to
talk to this announce that?
Star of that caliber.
I don't
think so.
Okay.
So forget we just said that.
Maybe not tomorrow.
He had a little trouble over the weekend. Was arrested on charges of assaulting a photographer.
Mm.
And he has a problem with how much the press is covering him.
I don't blame him, by the way. I don't blame him at all for having a problem with that.
He believes that his image is that of a monster, he says, in the media, but that's not him. He's a positive guy. And regardless of how much light I put out there are people working just as hard to deliver only darkness, he says.
That's true of all of us in here, too.
Just got a little darker in here.
Yeah!
I'm one of them. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Before I do that, it is Tuesday. So if you want to get out tonight and catch yourself a new DVD, you might want to check out Wall-E. It's in stores today. Also, Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
New CDs in stores as well. Sasha Fierce, the new Beyonce CD. I am Sasha Fierce.
That's her
new persona that she's created for herself.
Sasha Fierce.
Sasha Fierce. I think I dated a transsexual named Sasha Fierce once. Did I say that out loud? Dark Horse, the new Nickelback CD. Mudvayne's got a new one, so does Ricky Martin.
Why the horse got to be dark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Nealon is 55. Oscar Nunez from The Office is 50. Elizabeth Perkins turns 48. Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 46 years old. Owen Wilson is 40. And Chloe Sevigny turns 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Just announced yesterday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are in search of Miss Double December 2009. The competition is up and running for another year, and you can go to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean section, get all the details. If you're 21 and up and want to represent the show for 2009, you get to go to the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas shows, you get to go to the Weenie Rose, you get to hang out with us at all of our various parties and events that we do. We are accepting applications through next Monday night at midnight. Please get all the details at KROQ.com.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Psycho Mike went out to Westwood to the premiere of Twilight. And talk to the Twihards about Twilight.
Twitards.
Twitards. The Twitards. So we've got that. We've got LaQuisha on tomorrow morning's show. We do not have Kanye West.
Oh, good.
You did not hear that here.
Let that cat out of the bag.
That isn't going to happen. And more on the Hot Cheetos.
Oh, cool.
The big Hot Cheetos debate.
More on the Hot Cheetos?
The big Hot Cheetos debate.
Haven't you really covered that
Hot Cheetos thoroughly? 2008.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Stick around for 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music. Our friend Nicole Alvarez is up next. She'll have some Incubus for you. Also, MGMT, Green Day, Foo Fighters, and more right after this on the world-famous